breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Two people are dead, along with the gunman, in a mass shooting in a Minneapolis apartment building. 911 call of shots fired came in around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Five people wounded, including two Minneapolis police officers. They are hospitalized in stable condition. There's been nothing on a motive, but authorities say the gunman was on their radar prior to the shootings. It is a big deal, an oil deal the Trump administration has hammered out with Venezuela.
It will be run through a company called North American Blue Energy Partners, and that will be the principal partner with which the United States will be working. There's a lot of work that needs doing before this giant accord between Washington and Caracas can actually start to bear fruit. Of course, President Trump says that he believes it will start working within 2 to 3 years. Energy experts that we've heard from have said that it's more like a decade before there'll be any real fruit felt from these accords.
That's the BBC's Will Grant. Energy Secretary Wright says the deal will mean prosperity for Venezuelans and for Americans. President Trump says Iran's government grows weaker by the day. The U.S., he says, will not relent in its pressure campaign against the radical regime, both economic and military pressure.
We took out all of the new equipment that they tried to build along the Strait of Hormuz, some defensive, some offensive. They were trying to see the ships because they can't see the ships. You know, we're taking out a lot of ships. They can't see it because they have no radar because we blew it up.
The death toll in the Nepal-Tibet flooding is top 1,200 now, more than 4,200 people missing. Tropical Storm Edward dumped almost 2 feet of rain across parts of southeast Texas. Many high water rescues. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 67 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day, I speak with people who are worried and are feeling a lot of pressure because of credit card debt. That's why I'm very proud of what we do at Trinity. We just help. We give people the support they need, along with a real plan to become debt-free. Credit card bills are consolidated into a single monthly payment that is much less than what they were paying before. Most of our members end up saving thousands and even may improve their credit scores by as much as 200 points. I know from the bottom of my heart that I'm making a difference in the lives of the people we help. It just makes me really happy.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Northern part of the area this morning, be prepared. We've had some rain and across 83 into Harford County, Cecil County. I'm looking at the Tidings Bridge. They're getting rain right now on that section of 95. If you're going north into York and up into Harrisburg, they're really getting some rain right now on that section of 83. And it looks like that situation with the rain there may come over the line between now and the end of the rush hour. So we'll watch out for that. The other big story right now, the traffic light is out, completely out. Jarrettsville Pike and Delaney Valley Road, you're supposed to slow down, maybe come to a stop through there, but Jarrettsville Pike is just blowing right on by. Take it easy if you have to make the turn from Delaney Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hot and humid one with temperatures in the mid-90s. Feel like temperatures in the 100s, plus strong to severe storms possible late this afternoon, early this evening, with damaging winds being the top concern. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Nottingham and 75 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a Baltimore mother faces multiple child neglect charges after police say her six children were found alone inside their rented home in unsafe and unsanitary conditions. A judge denied her bond on Wednesday. The case is also raising questions about the city's housing department after officials discovered the family had received assistance from the Department of Housing and Community Development, which helped place the family in the home just 5 months ago.
And Baltimore City fire crews battled a row home fire in West Baltimore on Wednesday night, said authorities. Baltimore City fire crews battled a row home fire in West Baltimore on Wednesday night. And out-of-state drivers owe Maryland $818 million in unpaid tolls and penalties. And a new state audit found the Maryland Transportation Authority did not take all available action to collect the money. The balance includes $230.9 million in unpaid tolls and $587.2 million in penalties. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 865, the pick 4, 8404. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, twice a strike away from the win, the O's take a loss.
Sullivan lines it to left, get down, it will. Here comes Odegaard. Robin's throw off line. Sullivan has won it. The Rockies down to their last out in the 11th inning. Walk off the Orioles.
Drew Goodman had the call on Rockies TV. Brett Sullivan's two-out, two-run single did the trick. And the 6-5 walk-off loss to the Rockies yesterday, one of the most bitter losses for the Birds this season. Again, a strike away in the ninth and a strike away in the 11th. Post-game reaction from a dour manager, Albernaz.
Yeah, very disappointing. You know, it's three runs in Colorado. Never feel good about it, and especially with a one-run lead. And, you know, even two runs going into the extras, like, it leads never safe here. And, yeah, this one hurts. It's tough, but it was a good road trip for us.
Well, the O's were 6-3 on the road trip. Orioles starter Trevor Rogers pitched well enough to win 6 2/3, two runs allowed, a career high, 11 strikeouts. Now, the loss sends Baltimore home at 69-71 and into a three-way tie with the Rangers and the Blue Jays, 1.5 games behind Cleveland. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta met the media yesterday in Owings Mills, a lengthy press conference covering a multitude of topics.
We feel good about the roster that we've assembled. I like the mix of age versus inexperienced youth, younger players. Love our practice squad, you know, as well.
Ravens finalizing their practice squad yesterday, adding a pair of veterans, tight end Nick Vinette, an 11-year vet, a strong blocker, and offensive tackle A.J. Arcuri, formerly of the Rams. Coming up in 30 minutes, why the Ravens brought a kicker in now. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCB.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top
Buffalo morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, September the 3rd, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Welcome. And coming up on the program this hour, Democrats voting for socialism and to pack the Supreme Court and other outrageous Democrat votes over the last several months. Mayor B.S. vowing that the full wrath will be encountered, his wrath, I should say, over this horrific child neglect case in Baltimore City. But our top story here today is the day that the Maryland Supreme Court will hear two challenges to the Question 3 redistricting referendum or amendment to our state constitution, which Democrat lawmakers from the last General Insane Asylum special session placed on the November 3 ballot last month. This long-running clash over redistricting reaches the state's highest court today, where justices will consider whether voters should decide the fate of the constitutional amendment that could clear the way for the supermajority Democrats to redraw the state's congressional map, crossing the Chesapeake Bay in an attempt to eliminate the lone Republican voice in our congressional delegation, Andy Harris. I remember the days where it used to be equally split. There were four Democrats and four Republicans. Those were the days of the land of pleasant living. Now, those days are long gone. There's no more pleasant living in Maryland thanks to Democrat tyranny and the soft tyranny and rule of the Democrat supermajority, which are driving people out of the state. Young people can't afford to live here. Retirees can't afford to live here. And those that do remain, it is the affordability crisis is off the charts, as we have been documenting at great length. But nonetheless, again, the predictions here. And I remember the days, again, as I said, 4-4. And then later on, it became 6-2. And then we had the 2002 redistricting cycle, which you had Governor Glenn Denning, and then, of course, later on, Martin O'Malley. Eventually, it became 7-1, and then there was an attempt to draw it 8-0, and the retired judge, Lynn Battaglia, ruled that this was extreme partisan gerrymandering and that that map could not stand. That map was struck down, and here we are today with another bite at the apple by the Democrats. My prediction is, if you... Look, there are three different challenges. One, of course, is the Democrats violated the own laws that they passed in the last General Insane Asylum. There's the clarification. The ballot language is very confusing and misleading. But then there's the single subject rule. I think today it goes down. The judges will strike it down on the single subject rule, because that is in Article 14 of our state constitution. And if they go by the state constitution, if they really... are true to their word, and you've got five Hogan appointees, which may or may not mean anything, but you do have five Hogan appointees and two Democrat appointees on the Supreme Court. So my prediction is that these justices will hear these oral arguments today and will return a verdict striking down this question three. The question is, what happens next? So let's get your predictions as well. What do you think happens now? What do you think happens next? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can call us right now. 613, traffic and weather on the threes. Thursday morning rush hour with the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Yep, good morning. There's some rain to the north and east. It's raining on 95 in Hartford, Cecil County. It started over on 83 and then came across, and now it's moved over to the line. But if you look at the radar just above the Maryland line in Pennsylvania, there's another big surge of very heavy weather that looks like it's trying to get closer to northern Baltimore County, Carroll County, through that area. And I'm just going to tell you, looking at the radar, it's all red and yellow. So you know what that means. So either way, if you're traveling up to York, going to Harrisburg, 83 right now is under the gun through there. The beltway looks good. Nothing major early at the tunnels. The traffic light is out, and that's a concern. You have to be careful at Jarrettsville Pike at Delaney Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Hot, humid today. Temps in the mid-90s. Will feel like 100. Chance for strong, severe storms later on this afternoon. Early this evening, damaging winds, heavy downpours yet again. We had some heavy downpours yesterday, although not quite as heavy as predicted. Thank goodness, because Some of that stuff, you know, with the tornado conditions, gets a little scary at some point. Right now we're looking at, it is a muggy morning as you head out the door here this morning. You want to make sure that you are well-equipped to handle any kind of inclement weather. 72, mostly cloudy in Columbia. It is 76 already in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. The Academy of Natural Sciences in Philadelphia, the oldest natural history museum in the U.S., will shut down at the end of the month.
Wow.
After being open for two centuries.
Wow.
Some are saying the oldest thing in the museum is the museum itself. Now, if you want to see dinosaurs, your only option is to watch C-SPAN in Congress.
Go to Delaware and watch Joe.
Yeah, watch him as he fades away.
I ride my bike.
During the upcoming Republican midterm convention in Dallas next week, donors will pay $88,000 for a photo op with President Trump.
Hmm.
If you don't have the kind of scratch, Chuck... $35,000 gets you a photo op with Vice President Vance.
Nah.
See? Affordability crisis solved. Right.
Thanks.
There.
Thanks. Always spending my money, Mr. Casey.
That's what I like. You don't have any money. It's all script. We know this.
Doesn't matter. Look at my pockets right now. There's no money.
That's right. Look, rabbit ears. Scientists have developed a blood test to identify broken heart syndrome.
Oh.
I think it's a less invasive way to do that. Anybody wearing a New York Mets or Jets hat? would qualify. Democrat Senator Ed Markey has won his primary for re-election to Massachusetts. Markey is 80 years of age.
Wow. Yeah. Good for him.
Who better to fix Social Security than someone who's been eligible for the last almost 20 years?
Need to hook him up with Suzanne Collins.
Yeah. She had a good one-liner the other day in an interview.
She gets a couple zingers in.
She does get a couple. You don't think that she's the zinger type, you know? But
yeah, no.
Yeah. Tony Romo has released a public letter of apology for his recent arrest for operating with while under the influence in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
His next apology is to Cowboy fans for going 2-4 in the playoffs.
Right. I didn't mean to.
The crew of the USS Lincoln is on shore leave in Thailand, have been given very strict rules. They no smoking pot or parasailing. In other words, no getting high.
Right.
Okay, period. Tiger Woods has pleaded guilty to DUI charges from his arrest in Florida back in March. He officially changed his plea from not guilty to Tony Romo. And the prosecutor yesterday was asked a very interesting question at the press conference about Tiger. He loses his, driving license for
5 years.
Five years. And the question came up, well, can he still drive a golf cart?
Can Tiger legally drive his own golf cart?
Oh, my God. That's a great question. Actually, I think you could. Can you drive a golf? You know what? You got me. We'll have to look into that. I'll get back to you. I know you cannot drive a golf cart while impaired on the roads because it is a vehicle, but I don't. My gut reaction is going to be no. But great question, and I'll get back to you.
I'm going to defer to the golf expert here, Chuck Whitaker. Do you need a driver's license or registration to drive a golf cart in Florida?
Not as long as you're on private property, on the golf course.
Right. But if you take it on the villages, roads,
the villages in Ocala, you know, they have their own little golf cart paths, and everybody has their own golf cart. Now, I don't know what their ramifications are there, but there's a hell of a lot of those golf carts up
there.
Well,
I know in Arizona they require a registration and license plates for golf carts.
Yeah, and you have to have insurance.
Right.
Right.
But so they don't know the answer that they're not even going to lose the ability to drive. Yeah, he can afford somebody to drive it for him anyway.
Oh, please.
So let's say you've ordered DoorDash. And the DoorDash driver shows up at your door to deliver your meal, but he's buck naked.
You know, I open the camera and look, Buddy's completely naked. By the time I got to the front, he was already gone. I didn't expect nobody to show up, drop my food off naked, which is crazy. And then to handle somebody's food, like it's already a lot going on. And then for you to, you know, pull something like that is ridiculous.
Look, Ma, the pepperoni's not on the pizza.
Nice.
Sad.
It's the Wednesday night butt crack special.
Yes, it is. Two buns and nothing else.
That's it. Wide open. That's a Western sandwich.
Sad news this week. East Point Mall has officially closed.
Yep.
And one of many malls. Golden Ring, Owings Mills Mall. Glen Burnie's Marley Station is pretty largely empty since Macy's closed. Towson Town is in trouble. It's only got a quarter of its shops are vacant already. And do you have any favorite memories? Did you ever go to East Point Mall, Chuck?
Oh, yeah, many times.
I remember the Brooks Robinson store there at East Point Mall.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. There was a place there to eat. I don't know if that was a smorgasbord or something.
Yeah.
Well, they had you know, I remember that.
They had a white coffee pot there. I remember that.
Yeah.
They had, remember Hess shoes?
Sure.
At one point, they had live monkeys in the display window.
Yeah, they had that at Edmondson Village.
Right.
I used to get a haircut there when I was a kid.
And Sinclair Oil's famous Dinoland exhibit from the 64-65 World's Fair was there.
Mm-hmm.
Hochul Cones. There was a big anchor store there. Then Emperor Penguins and an Arctic Pond at East Point Mall. So a lot of great memories of East Point Mall.
You know, Hess, as it got along a little further in time, I was a man just starting in the broadcasting business. They had fired program directors in that window. You could watch while you were getting a haircut. Took the place of the monkeys. So you watch your ass, Mr. Casey.
Absolutely. Don't have to worry about it anymore.
I got a quick update.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. I just lost my train of thought. Northbound BW Parkway, there's a wreck north of Powder Mill Road. Big backup already coming up from the Capitol Beltway.
Thanks, sir. We're seeing a couple. It's 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. If you are thinking about remodeling that kitchen, that can be a pretty big task, and it could have a hefty price tag. But not if you go see my good buddy Mike at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Joppa Road, Baltimore County. Mike and his team of designers and craftsmen, they've got everything there for you. All the cabinets laid out in various arrays with different styles and colors and everything. You can see it right there in their showroom. And then, of course, they've got all the countertops you would need as well, from granite, quartz, quartzite. They can cut it and polish it right there and install it as well. So whether it's your contractor or you, go check them out. You really owe it to yourself, because they will save you a ton of money with great-looking cabinets and countertops at Elegant Kitchen and Design. Check them out at ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com.
Giving your liver a cleaning is easy with Active Liver from New Nordic. Search for Active Liver by New Nordic on Amazon, CVS, Wegmans, or GNC.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Hi. Kim Klasick here. Imagine having your own Delaware beach house, a place for your family, your vacations, and even rental income when you're not there. That dream may be closer than you think with Adam Kasabi of Long & Foster. Adam specializes in Delaware beach properties and helps buyers find the perfect home in Rehoboth, Lewis, Bethany, and Dewey Beach. Stop throwing money away on rentals and start investing in your future. Call or text Adam Kasabi at 302-864-8643. Or go to buyindelaware.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Right, there was a wreck about 5:45 or so that was said it had cleared, but apparently not. Inner loop ramp at I-95 on the Arbutus side of the Beltway. So up there around exit 11, heads up for that. Not sure which ramp. I don't know if it's from the inner loop to northbound 95 or southbound. A couple of ramps right there, but heads up on that southwest side. The update on this situation on the BW Parkway, it's a tree that has fallen in the roadway northbound on the Parkway north of Powder Mill Road. So that takes that down to one lane. They're working on that as we speak. And then not too far away, there's a minor wreck, but causing some delay, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at Kenilworth Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk 25 Weather Authority forecast. Another wild day today. Hot, humid, mid-90s, triple digits with a heat index. Chance for strong, severe storms again late this afternoon, early this evening. Could be damaging winds and heavy downpours as well. Right now we're looking at cloudy skies, 73 in the Middle River, and it is 73 in Parkville. So we're discussing today is the day, Maryland districting fight over question three on the ballot or not. It heads to the state Supreme Court, oral arguments. And again, this is the Oversight Project, which has helped along with the Maryland Freedom Caucus. And, of course, there were several other Republicans in Senator Chris West, along with Dorchester County and folks on the Eastern Shore that are fighting the battle there, because they're the ones that are going to be impacted the most. They're the most standing, I think, in this case. And this is how they tried to wipe out Andy Harris's seat. Wouldn't happen in this year, but it could happen for 28. So that's... and it's still, look, face it, if the judges in this case strike it down and say you can't put it on the ballot, it's already printed, by the way. We talked about it the other day, that the ballots are already out. They've gone back to the local election boards to be certified and check for any errors or problems or glitches or whatever the case may be. But again, the deadline is September 3rd. That's tomorrow for any changes to the ballots. And then, of course, they have to be mailed out by September the 19th. So you get about a 2-week process there. But you're looking at this, and how do we get here is the question in this whole battle. Well, people like to blame President Trump for mid-cycle redistricting. We don't do that in America. Usually you wait after the census every 10 years, and then you figure out. But look, there's a lot can happen. You've got, 5 elections within that cycle. And things could happen dramatically, population shifts. The fact that 15, 20 million people were let into this country illegally by Joe Biden and the open border Reconquista Democrats changed the construct of the nation. So President Trump is saying, no, we're not going to take this. We're going to do mid-cycle redistricting. And this after Democrats pretty much owned the process from 1954 to 1994 for 40 years. Democrats basically were guilty of extreme partisan gerrymandering at all levels in just about every state. Republicans eventually caught on in 1994 after the Newt Gingrich's Republican led revolution, and they started with partisan gerrymandering as well. So both parties do it. They practice it, but Democrats were, 40 years they did this while the Republicans were out in the desert wandering around waiting to find a religion or whatever. That's just typical of the Republican Party anyway. But in this particular case, President Trump was not going to stand by and watch the midterm cycle go down without a fight. And so he basically asked Texas to redraw their map. They did. And that led to all these other states. And I think at the end of the day, last time I saw it, it was a 10 plus. We said we needed a 10 seat advantage going into the midterms. And that's what we have at this point. Because Maryland won't change either way. Not for 26. For 28, it could. But that's how we got here in this whole thing. Of course, the Democrats, they cried foul. You can't do mid-cycle redistricting. We just did. And so that has brought this battle. Of course, initially, Electric Bill Ferguson, he looked at it. He said, by the way, I'm looking at this. We got struck down in 2022 by Judge Battaglia. It could happen again. And instead of being 7-1, it could end up 6-2, especially in CD6. If they redraw the CD6 again, that could end up being beneficial to Republicans. Hard to see anything beyond 6-2 right now based on the way the maps could be drawn. But, best case scenario, maybe. It's a real outlier, 5-3, but I doubt it. I think 6-2. But now, of course, they're trying to make it 8-0 and remove all Republican representation in about 38% of the state is registered Republican. And they would just basically leave Republicans voiceless. Without representation in Congress. So we'll see what happens. It's a big decision today. Getting your predictions, whether you think it is going to hold up or not. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us your thoughts at am680@wcbm.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. So assuming that, and I guess this is a big assumption, that the court does strike the question three off the ballot today, then it is something that they could go back and look at it in the General Insane Asylum early next year and do it again. And this time they would fix their problems. They would clarify, make sure the language was not misleading. They would make sure there was a single subject constitutional amendment and that, of course, they would not be violating any laws because they did that on the July 1st deadline. They didn't pass this until August the 3rd, so that would not be germane to this particular situation. So I do think that they'll be back at another bite at the apple in 2027, the next Maryland General Insane Asylum. And the only way that you can stop that is to send them a message now and get out there and vote in massive numbers. The Republicans, if you've got friends that are sitting on the, Trump's not on the ballot. Trump said the other day, pretend that I'm on the ballot. You don't have to pretend he's on the ballot. His policies are on the ballot. his administration, the last part of his term. This is it. I know there's a lot of jokes about him running for a third term and so on and so forth, but he is starting to talk about now transitioning out at the end, and this will be it. So if you want his last 2 years to be meaningless and not being able to finish what he started, then sit by all means, sit at home. And, again, we can cry all we want about the Maryland Republican Party, but until we as voters go out and start in record numbers showing up to vote in Baltimore County and surrounding counties of the Baltimore Metro and across the state and then demand changes within our Maryland GOP, then we are just part of the problem and not part of the solution. Get your thoughts on that as well. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's the update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports Baltimore paid a private contractor roughly $6 million to maintain two downtown hotels used as homeless shelters. But an inspector general's report documented mold, possible water damage, poor ventilation, and mushrooms growing from carpeting while the company had the contract. So what did Baltimore get for its $6 million? A spotlight on Maryland investigation has found the contractor, Old Town Hotel Group, was sued in February for allegedly failing to pay $7,000 to a subcontractor servicing one of the hotels, the former Holiday Inn Express at 221 North Gay Street. Spotlight on Maryland called a phone number listed online for the Gay Street location and was told that Old Town Hotel no longer exists. The person hung up when Spotlight attempted to ask additional questions. And all lanes of the Beltway on the Outer Loop have reopened after being closed due to police activity. According to the State Highway Administration, the closure was past exit 11A to 95. And Maryland State Police said at this time, a preliminary investigation indicates there may have been a road rage incident involving a gun. And Maryland has increased school funding by billions of dollars in recent years, but students are falling well short of the academic goals set by the state. And Governor Wes Moore says he's not concerned. Project Baltimore attended Wednesday's Maryland Board of Public Works meeting to speak with Governor Moore about the student academic goals set by the state. And six former Baltimore County Council members are calling for more transparency over the $6.6 million renovation of the Rocky Point Golf Course Clubhouse in Essex, renewing scrutiny of a project that moved forward even after the county council rejected funding for it. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Sean Casey here. Older homes deserve craftsmen who know how to preserve what makes them special. G. Krug & Son restores historic ironwork and creates custom metalwork designed for your home. With more than two centuries of Baltimore craftsmanship, they build work meant to last. For restoration or custom metalwork, visit gkrugandson.com or call 410-752-3166. That's 410-752-3166.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, we're getting a report now of a wreck on the Beltway. It's in an area where we're not going to be able to see it right away because the camera at I-70 is not working. It's pointing in the wrong direction. Outer loop around I-70 Security Boulevard. The initial report has said there may be three vehicles involved in that wreck. So already, heads up if you're coming south from Liberty Road. Down the hill a little bit, there was a wreck there from early this morning at the ramp at the Beltway at I-95 on the Arbutus side. Baltimore County rolled up on a wreck, Pulaski Highway. I think it's just west of Martin Boulevard, maybe off to the side. A tree has fallen, blocking the right lane on the BW Parkway northbound, north of Powder Mill Road. Has us down to a single lane with a backup there. And nearby in Prince George's County, a wreck on the Capitol Beltway. It's off to the side, but slowing on the outer loop at Kenilworth Avenue in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hot and humid one with temperatures in the mid-90s. Feel like temperatures in the 100s, plus strong to severe storms possible late this afternoon, early this evening, with damaging winds being the top concern. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds blew a big opportunity yesterday in Denver, losing 6-5 to the Rockies in 11 after twice being a strike away from a win. First time was in the ninth, leading 3-2.
And this ball's out of the gap. That will work beautifully. The game is tied. Feed comes through with a 1-2 count double.
Drew Goodman had the call on Rockies TV. Zach Veen's double in the gap off Andrew Kittredge tied it at 3, and then Brett Sullivan finished off the Orioles in the 11th.
Sullivan lines it to left. Get down and win. Here comes out of there. Robin straight off line. Sullivan is winning. The Rockies down to their last out in the 11th inning. Walk off the Orioles.
And this one's going to leave a mark. So the O's come home on a 6-3 road trip. Manager Albanez was asked in the postgame at this point if that was good enough.
Good road trips right now, or they're okay, but not good enough. When we have the lead, we got to close it up.
No doubt about it. The Birds now 69-71 on the year. That elusive third wild card spot still 1.5 games away. Cleveland losing. The O's tied with Texas and Toronto. Meanwhile, back in Owings Mills, to football we turn. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta was meeting the media with a lot to discuss, not the least of which was the kicking situation.
We got to make kicks. Fresh set of legs to look at, evaluate, compare, see how it all works out. I mean, in the end, it's a performance business, right? Starts with me. We got to do our job.
So, of course, Jake Moody was brought in offering competition for Tyler Lue. Moody right now on the practice squad. Elsewhere, speaking of kickers, there's been a Justin Tucker sighting on an NFL practice field up in Florham Park, New Jersey. Summer home of the New York Jets. The 5-time All-Pro was among a group of kickers, including such luminaries as Michael Badgley and Joshua Carty trying out for New York. Tucker has twice tried out, for both the Saints and the Colts since his suspension ended, including working out for each this summer. Other sports news, Tiger Woods' driver's license suspended for 5 years stemming from that incident back in March. The LA Clippers have been docked 5 first-round draft choices, $30 million, and their owner Steve Ballmer has been suspended for a year for violating salary cap rules and signing Kawhi Leonard, and the Attorney General of Georgia telling the SEC to oust LSU head coach Lane Kiffin and boot the Tigers from the conference if he plays professional players. The time now is 6:37 when we return the difficulty of being an Orioles fan.
Hi, this is Kim Klasick. When an aging parent or loved one needs a little more support at home, knowing where to run matters. Visiting Angels of Pikesville and Owings Mills provides compassionate, personalized in-home care designed around each family's needs. Their caregivers help seniors remain safe, comfortable, and independent at home. Start with a free consultation. Visit visitingangels.com/Pikesville today. That's visitingangels.com/Pikesville.
Sean, you said it the best earlier. It's like the myth of Sisyphus.
Yeah.
This team just keeps pushing the rock up the hill, and it keeps on falling down.
Yeah, it's sad because there was expectations. You know, we talked about wild card. They reached the 500 level, and they really needed to either take the series or sweep the series with the Rockies because the big guns are coming to town over the next several weeks and over the last part of the season. We got teams that are all vying for, you know, pennants or, you know, playoffs, and in a much better position than we are.
Yeah, it starts tonight at home against Boston for 4, and then Cleveland comes in for 3 beginning on Labor Day. You know, really disappointing because this team, Colorado, that the Orioles just played, were giving up almost 6 runs a game. And the Orioles could score only 9 in 3 games, only 4 in the first 2. So the bats went silent in the Mile High City. The pitching was okay, not great. The bullpen was stretched. And now, all of a sudden, you have a situation where, you know, you're still 2 games behind, or 2 games under 500, and you've got 22 games left to play, almost all of them against teams that are really better than you. You know, the only team I think that has a worse record than the Orioles right now that they're playing is the Mets, much later in the season. So that's kind of where the Orioles are right now. And look, I'm not going to sit here and say it's over, because still anything can happen in 22 games.
Your face says otherwise.
Well, but here's the thing. I can almost guarantee you that they're saying the same thing that we're saying today.
Right.
They're saying the same thing in Cleveland. They're saying the same thing in Texas. They're saying the same thing in Toronto.
Right.
We're just not good enough. We just can't win that. I mean, Cleveland lost last night.
There's a lot of baseball to be played, so we'll see what happens. You know, this team is resilient. We've talked about that before. They've come back and surprised us, so maybe they'll surprise us against the Red Sox. This is where it starts.
They've come back and surprised us, but they've never gotten over the hump.
No, not yet. And
that's the thing.
And maybe they just need a few more players to get there. All right, we'll see what happens. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So this is just, I think, a classic example of bureaucracy, of inefficiency, incompetence, the lack of empathy. And I'm not talking about individuals that care about other human beings. I'm talking about, you know, city government, state government, even to some extent federal government, because when you get into these bureaucracies, there are policies and there are layers of, you know, of incompetency that, you know, we've seen it before with a repeated number of audits at state and city levels. People just aren't held accountable when it comes to not being able to do their jobs. And I'm talking about the Department of Housing and Community Development in Baltimore City. A Baltimore mother, Tiana Brown, 34 years of age, facing multiple child neglect charges after police say her six children were found inside their rented home in unsafe and unsanitary conditions. The six children, and she's 34 years of age. So do the math on this one, okay? 9 years old, 7, 6, 5, and 3, and 1. 1 year, 1 year old. So you're looking at, again, had these children at a very, very young age, starting in their early to mid-20s. And again, all six children in a state. By the way, they found that there was problems with the gas service in the home, so they were living in a very dangerous environment to begin with. But then when they finally found these six children were living by themselves, no mother around, no adults around to take care of them. And the children were partially clothed. Some found naked, wearing soiled diapers. Children were seen outside the home, broken glass on the floor. No electricity, no beds, no readily available food or water. No functioning air conditioning, according to the court documents. Investigators also reported dog feces throughout the home. Children were eventually taken to the hospital. One child was released to a family member. I'd have to question that family member, too. Did they not know what was going on with these children? Well, the other five are in the care of Child Protective Services. And as you might imagine, the mother, and I use that term loosely, she is a biological mother. She certainly is not a caring, empathetic mother. She's now being denied bond on this child neglect case, one of the more brutal ones we've seen in a long time in Baltimore City. And that is Forest Mayor Scott. Mayor BS is out there. He's angry now. He's reached his limit.
We did discover that the family was receiving some assistance through crisis assistance from the housing department, which should have meant that it added an extra layer of oversight that clearly did not happen. And let me be very clear, that will be addressed fully and completely with the Department of Housing and Community Development. And we'll also be looking at a tougher, hard look at whether the landlord, private landlord, who owned this property was aware of the condition and take any action that we can take there as well. Because it's unacceptable that those children were living in a condition like that. And everybody that had the opportunity to do something that did not will feel the full wrath of me and city government.
And so your first reaction, the mother, alleged mother in this case, has been denied bond, has been ordered to have no contact with her children. You start thinking, they're in Child Protective Services. And then I start thinking, well, that's no better. The Maryland foster care program is as bad or worse than the six children living alone in this home. So I don't know what the answers are, but the mayor is promising that, or vowing that whoever's responsible is going to feel the full wrath. Well, we'll see. Talk about that in just a second. 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we got a look now at this wreck on the outer loop. It is right before Security Boulevard, and it is affecting traffic in the center and the left-hand lanes. A lot of equipment there. There were three vehicles involved. The backup and the impact already is already back to 795. When you get to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, you know, that's just south of Liberty. Work your way over to the center and the right-hand side. The inner loop is now looking at it, and some rain is over here. Some rain's been kind of moving around different places, and some of this rain is pretty active right now, so definitely a problem for traffic on the Beltway. Southwest side, we had a report earlier of a wreck, and this was an hour ago, around the inner loop ramp at I-95. Now there's a report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet, been looking for it. Outer loop near Lockraven Boulevard on the northeast side. And a heads up for the traffic at Delaney Valley Road at Jarrettsville Pike. That traffic light was out earlier, completely out. You're supposed to slow down and take it easy through there, but we've been having a problem with the traffic coming out through there from Delaney Valley Road. Tree down and the problem, BW Parkway with a limited lane on the northbound side as you're moving up from Powderville Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. They repeated yesterday, hot, humid, mid-90s, and temperatures are going to feel well above 100 with the heat index. Chance of strong, severe storms late afternoon, early this evening, damaging winds, heavy downpours accompanying these storms. And right now we're looking at, sun is up, but we got some cloud cover. It's raining right now in Dundalk and in Baltimore City. So
yeah. That line of rain, by the way, I said earlier, that was up at the Pennsylvania line is now in Maryland,
yep,
all the way down to the Beltway.
Yeah, 75 degrees right now in both the city and in Dundalk. Time to head out to Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Everybody must eat. Everybody must eat. Everybody must eat.
Everybody must
everybody
eat. That's right.
It's everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Popeyes is doing some eating. $6 big box deal is back.
Oh.
Limited time only. It includes two pieces of fried chicken, three fried chicken tenders, plus two regular sides and buttermilk biscuit, and a drink of your choice.
How much?
$6.
Well, I could get two for that. I could get $12 worth.
Pumpkin and cream pie returns to select McDonald's. These are baked turnover style pie with a dual filling of pumpkin pie filling and cream. Yeah, Maggie's not a big fan of the pumpkin stuff.
I don't like pumpkin pie.
Sunac introducing new Hotum beverage menu. This is combining summer and autumn together. Hotum, get it? Cherry pie made with Coke. Blueberry pie made with Dr. Pepper. Harvest berry made with Sprite and cranberry orchard sweet tea. Limited time at Sonic. Taco Bell's offering beefy crunch burrito and medium drink for just $2.
Wow.
That's such a deal, huh?
Such a deal.
$2 for a beefy crunch burrito and a medium fountain drink of your choice. The beefy crunch burrito features seasoned ground beef, flaming hot Fritos, seasoned rice.
Weren't they a group?
Yeah, but they did put in the reduced fat sour cream.
Well, that takes all of it. Yeah,
and nacho cheese sauce wrapped in a warm flour tortilla.
Very nice.
Yeah. Sad news, Outback Steakhouse packing up its Canton outpost after more than two decades at the Can Company on Boston Street. They're going dark. So Baltimore City just has a tough time holding on to restaurants. They really do.
Of course they do. It can't be any other way as long as you don't tidy it up.
Part of the problem is getting to these places. I mean, once you get there, you're right, but you got to come through some shady areas.
Yes, you do.
So why bother? You know,
I haven't been downtown in a while. It's a long time.
I don't turn right out of here. Are you kidding me?
In May, I was at the Pendry in Fells Point, hotel for a wedding event. It was a wedding reception, ceremony reception at the Pendry. And it was crazy because they had all the streets of Fells Point
blocked off, barricaded.
Again, I'm just wondering, are squeegers still a thing in Baltimore City? Or
anything? Some places, about them for a while.
Oh, they're still around.
Okay.
Confirmed.
Seen them? You've encountered them?
I have not, but I'm close to one who has.
Okay.
On many occasions.
They've encountered the actual squeegers, so the squeegers are still out doing their thing.
Was he out doing it himself?
Yeah.
No, we haven't come to that point yet.
He's got to earn a little extra money.
Maybe he's picking up a little extra dough.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
He has extra services besides squeegering. All right, Chuck, We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company available just every day. WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble page is brought to you by the law offices. Michael A. Friedman. We're talking about Mayor BS. He's had it. He's had it up to here with this incompetence and this inefficiency and this lack of empathy. You talk about leaving children behind. We haven't heard from Wes Moore on this one. Mayor Scott, though, is he's very, very angry.
Everybody that had the opportunity to do something that did not will feel the full wrath of me and city government. This is a horrific situation and something that had me about as angry as I can get yesterday. We did discover that the family was receiving some assistance through crisis assistance from the housing department, which should have meant that it added an extra layer of oversight that clearly did not happen.
Now, here's just a suggestion. I understand that he's probably angry. It happened on his watch. Nobody, no elected official, nobody in city government can be proud of the fact that they apparently put a mother with six children by themselves in this rental home. And, of course, they're blaming the landlord. It's the landlord's fault, right? But what's going on for the past 5 months? Back in April, they knew. They knew there were problems with this house. They knew there were problems with this mother and the five children. And for the last five months or so, they have gone pretty much, no one's paid any attention to it. Until finally a housing inspector found that they're going around inspecting the house. And, wait a minute, there's six kids here. There's no adult, no mom, nothing. And they're living in squalor. So, yeah, I understand. Maybe now finally, maybe if you would redirect your anger away from the city inspector general and focus on the things you should be focusing on, Mr. Mayor, then maybe we'd have a better living conditions for the six children who, by the way, have been left behind. Wes Moore, are you listening? And Mayor BS. Anybody can get to a microphone after the fact and saying, you're going to get my full wrath. We'll see. We'll see what happens come up next. These poor children now, six of them, not a mother. She should not be anywhere near these children ever again. But we got to get them out of the foster system or out of that out of Child Protective Services because it just, I don't think that's a happy ending either. 6:50, 10 before the hour, you heard me talk about the great experience I had when upgrading our refrigerator thanks to Town Appliance. I dealt with Big Bear. My son dealt with Little Bear. So we both have had great experiences helping find the perfect appliance that we all love. And right now, Town Appliance is having their big Labor Day event. It is the perfect time to get ready for the holidays, which actually are just around the corner. 70 brands to choose from. Bosch, GE, Cafe, KitchenAid, Monogram, Jennair. And both mayors, with their knowledge and experience, will help make sure you pick the right fit for your kitchen and keeping you on budget. They offer flexible financing options to help make it even easier. Visit townappliance.com. Stop in. Tell them I sent you.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
Contractors, Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why it helps to know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround times, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
Giving your liver a cleaning is easy with Active Liver from New Nordic. Search for Active Liver by New Nordic on Amazon, CVS, Wegmans, or GNC.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Remember the rain they said would be here later? It has arrived.
Oh, my God. Oh, great. Again.
Yes, it's just fun, fun, fun. Outer loop, right before Security Boulevard, left-hand side of the roadway affected there, back up to 795. Outer loop, Lock Raven Boulevard, left-hand lane also affected. That's going to back up again today, very quickly back towards Bel Air Road. There was a minor wreck, Pulaski Highway, west of Martin Boulevard. I think that's on the shoulder. The traffic light is out. Be careful there, Jarrettsville Pike. at Delaney Valley Road. Two problems, Prince George's County, tree down on the BW Parkway. Only one lane was open northbound, north of Powder Mill Road, and the wreck on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at Kenilworth Avenue in Prince George's County on the shoulder now, but there's at least a mile backup coming up to the scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We're looking hot and humid today. Temps in the mid-90s. Going to feel like triple digits with a heat index. Chance for strong, severe storms late afternoon, early evening. Damaging winds, heavy downpours. It's pretty much the same as yesterday afternoon. We had some heavy thunderstorms that rolled through. Right now, partly cloudy, 75 in Ocean City. We've got rain in 75 in downtown Baltimore. Democrats, by the way, coming up at the top of the hour, Todd Starnes is going to be with us. His brand new book is called The Golden Age. Todd was going to be with us a couple of weeks ago, and unfortunately had a bout with laryngitis. So I look forward to talking with Todd coming up at the top of the hour. This is when we talk about midterms, and Trump says, pretend I'm on the ballot. You have to remember he does have a pretty serious list of accomplishments. We're going to get into those over the course of the next 62 days until the midterms arrive, because it's important to remember the achievements and accomplishments that the Trump administration has done in its first 590 days of the new golden age. But it's also important to remember what Democrats are, who they are. They are now a ragtag bunch of radical, fringe candidates and individuals. From people that think America deserved 9/11, from BLM, from the Radical Congressional Black Caucus, to the Islamo-fundamentalists, to the Democrat Socialists of America, and even members of Congress themselves. Listen to this. In the last 2 days, Democrats, 192 Democrats voted in favor of socialism. There was a resolution just the other day that Republicans had introduced denouncing socialism. Denouncing the move from socialism to communism, totalitarianism, etc. 192 Democrats voted against that. On top of that, 205 Democrats have voted to pack the Supreme Court. They voted against keeping the Supreme Court at 9 justices. When the Democrats don't get their way, they don't accept the outcome. They move then to dismantle our Constitution. Look what the Maryland Democrats are doing. They want to, again, amend our state constitution. They did it to enshrine the killing of babies in our state constitution a couple of sessions ago. They want to abolish the Electoral College. They want to corrupt the voting system and rewrite the laws to rig the rules in their favor. That's what they do. That's who they are. And just saying the loud part here is that the EU president, the globalist Ursula von der Leyen, and now they're looking at people's savings accounts in Europe. She said this the other day. She spoke in French, and my French is a little rusty, but I had to go back and look at some of the translations. She said that she must put this money to the service of European companies. They want to take Europeans' individual savings account and start raiding them and investing in European companies. She said her plan was to securitize them and supervise them, and they said that savings accounts and the people that were using them were lazy. They used the French term passu, which does mean lazy, not idle. The official transcript that they put out said idle. But no, the French word passu is lazy. And that is exactly what. So that's coming here, folks. I'm just telling you, that's the reason why. Remember, you will own nothing and be happy. The globalists are after our 401ks, our savings accounts, et cetera. And they're going to do that here, I think, in Maryland and elsewhere in California. The left in Congress have put their dangerous agenda ahead of the American people. They refuse to condemn socialism. Every single Democrat voted against the largest tax cut in American history, which has led us to a prosperous jumpstart here. Extreme leftists voted against holding Iran, the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, accountable. The extreme left in this country voted against the Stop Insider Trading Act. And of course, remember Nancy Pelosi, Crazy Nancy? She certainly cemented her wealth on the backs of taxpayers. Democrats voted against health care price transparency. They vote unanimously have blocked common sense election integrity measures like voter ID. Of course, Republicans have their own version of blocking that as well. They've also voted against protecting girls in women's sports, voting against protecting children from taxpayer-funded mutilations. transgender treatments. They voted against the Lincoln Riley Act. And they forced two unprecedented government shutdowns in the last 2 years. So that's your modern Democrat Party. They are not good stewards of government. They do not govern well. And this is a form of soft tyranny that must be defeated in the midterms in 62 days. Our friends at Audiology Associates want me to remind you that hearing is crucial. You know, if you want to get the voices of your grandchildren or, you know, the sound of birds or your favorite radio shows like this one, maybe, or television shows or music. And imagine how much is at stake here if you lose your hearing. That's why it's important to have that hearing test done early on, especially, it doesn't matter if you have it done as early as you want, but at least by the age of 50, you should have a benchmark hearing test done. You can do it at any one of the 10 different audiology associates. Dr. Melissa Saygive and her team take a gentle, empathetic approach to your hearing issues, whether it be an earwax problem or something else with the ears, or maybe some minor hearing loss that we just need to monitor. Get your hearing tested today. Call for your appointment, 410-944-3100, 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com and make sure you tell them that I told you to call it Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden, call them today. Coming up next, Todd Starnes. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. Energy Secretary says a massive energy deal with oil-rich Venezuela is a win for Americans and for Venezuelans. It will revive an energy architecture that's been left in a shambles by years of socialist control.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright is in Venezuela.
President Trump's mission in Venezuela is straightforward. The mission is to bring peace, freedom, opportunity, and prosperity to the people of Venezuela.
Wright says he believes this will bring many thousands of jobs.
And starting this ball rolling of peace, opportunity, and prosperity for everyone.
Yet because Venezuela's energy infrastructure is severely degraded and the nation is operating under international sanctions, its daily production is just over 1 million barrels. The U.S. produces almost 14 million barrels of oil per day. I'm Ed Donahue.
Gunfire at a Minneapolis high-rise apartment building. Three people, including the gunmen, are dead. At least five others, two police officers among them, wounded.
Our Minneapolis police officers acted with incredible bravery and courage. Upon entering the building, it was apparent that this was an active shooting. They rescued victims, brought people to safety, helped get approximately four people to the hospital, all while getting shot at themselves.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. Jurors in the Lindsey Clancy trial are struggling to reach a verdict as they debate whether the Massachusetts mother is criminally responsible for killing her three young children. The jury tells the judge it's deadlocked, the judge ordering jurors to keep trying for a verdict. Feminist Gloria Steinem has died. She was 92. Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 14 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 70 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the rain in the area is just adding to the woes already, with backups at the Old Harbor Tunnel already back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. And 95, I'm sure we'll start to see delays as well with the rain. Gets a little windy there on 95 at Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street, but everybody's moving. About a 15 to 20 minute delay, 895. And I say we're getting up to about 10 minutes now. for the traffic on 95 southbound. In the meantime, two wrecks on the Beltway, Outer Loop at Lock Raven Boulevard, Outer Loop at Security Boulevard. The traffic light is out. Be careful there on Jarrettsville Pike at Delaney Valley Road. We have to go back and revisit the BW Parkway. An hour ago, there was a tree down northbound on the parkway at Powder Mill Road in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hot and humid one with temperatures in the mid-90s, feel like temperatures in the 100s, plus strong to severe storms possible late this afternoon, early this evening, with damaging winds being the top concern. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 73 degrees in Falston and 73 in Owings Mills at 704. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that six former Baltimore County Council members are calling for more transparency over the $6.6 million renovation of the Rocky Point Golf Course Clubhouse in Essex, renewing scrutiny of a project that moved forward even after the County Council rejected funding for it. The former council members sent a letter to the current secretary and the council demanding the release of an unredacted auditor's report about the $6.6 million in public funds spent on the project. And over 1,200 people across Maryland are without power after severe storms hit Maryland on Wednesday afternoon. According to the BG outage map, as of 9:32 p.m., 724 people in Baltimore City were without power, and over 360 people were without electricity in Baltimore County. Over 40 people are experiencing outages in Anne Arundel County. And police were sent to the B&O Railroad Museum to investigate an overnight commercial crime. Officers requested the assistance of forensics investigators on Thursday morning. The Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 865, the Pick 4, 8404. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pairshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the sports at 7:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tuna from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, with both the Rangers and Guardians losing yesterday, the Birds blew a big opportunity with a 6-5 walk-off loss of their own, blowing the lead twice, a strike away from a win. Post-game reaction from the O's clubhouse, first from yesterday's starter, Trevor Rogers.
We didn't get the job done today. Should have won the game. We didn't. Very frustrated. We're all frustrated right now, but we got to flush it. I mean, as soon and quick as we can.
Rogers with a career-high 11 strikeouts yesterday, left after 6 2/3 with a lead, pitched well enough to win. And then how about this? Blaze Alexander, 3-for-5 yesterday with a run scored and a run driven in.
Personally, I already flushed this loss, and, you know, I'm worried about Boston tomorrow.
So about that, the Red Sox in town tonight for a national TV game at 7:15 p.m. as the O's start a 7-game homestand. The Red Sox for 4, the Guardians for 3, that could determine their season. Meanwhile, the media had a chance to grill Ravens GM Eric DaCosta yesterday, asking the GM about all the topics related to the Ravens, including the status of Lamar Jackson's contract.
I mean, I really don't like to get into the details, right? You know, I'm not going to talk about it specifically. I think Lamar and I have a pact, as you all know. I've said it probably 50 times. We're not going to talk about business publicly. And, you know, it's a different type of negotiation because it's a different type of negotiation with Lamar.
Lamar's mother representing Lamar, of course, where it stands right now. Lamar currently in the middle of a 5-year, $260 million deal, counting $34 million towards the cap this year, $84 million next year, barring any new deal. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mike Loxley's future in College Park. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, our next guest, Todd Starnes, an award-winning journalist, host of Newsmax's The Todd Starnes Show, hosts the daily national radio show, which you hear each and every day, right here on WCBM. He's the owner of KWAM, news radio station in Memphis, the recipient of two regional Edward R. Murrow Awards, the AP Mark Twain Award. He's been honored by the National Religious Broadcasters. He is the author of many, many best-selling books, and I think his latest is destined to be still yet another, The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America. And he happens to be one of the nicest guys in one of the toughest businesses. Todd Starnes joins us. Good morning, Todd.
Sean Casey, it is an honor to be hanging out with you this morning.
Yeah, good to hear you're back in full voice.
You know, this is my life. I normally don't get sick that often. I've never lost my voice. I got laryngitis the week of the book launch.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Not a good thing for guys in our business.
Exactly. We live in fear of this.
It sounds like death warmed over in the morning.
I want to know, did President Trump have any input on the cover of the book?
No. You know, I knew that his favorite color was gold, so I told the designers, I said, we've got to have gold somewhere on the cover, and they came up with this beautiful kind of Great Gatsby-esque book cover. And people really love that cover.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's really good. It pops out at you immediately. And then, of course, he gave you a great endorsement, a foreword to the book as well.
He sure did, and I was mighty thankful for that. You know, the president is a regular on the radio show. He comes on every 6 or 7 months or so, and I've interviewed him, I think, a dozen times over the years. And invited me to Mar-a-Lago for an in-depth interview, and that really was. Those stories are included in the book, and this is not some sort of a dry, humorless policy book. This is really a knee-slapping, rip-roaring look at all that Trump has accomplished, and also a challenge for all of us to continue the America First movement after Trump leaves office in 2 years.
Yeah, we're about 590 days into the golden age, but again, the subtitle I think is one that really catches my attention: How Trump Saved America. So where do you start with that, Todd? What actions can you point to that you believe that America was going down a perilous path, and the president has turned this around?
It's a fair question. This you have to go all the way back to the Obama years. When Obama promised to fundamentally transform America, I was actually the Fox News embed reporter with the Obama campaign. I heard him utter those words in person. And I don't think a lot of people understood at the time that was not just some sort of a pithy campaign slogan. He really did want to change the direction of America. His father, growing up in Kenya, his father was a rabid anti-colonialist. And Barack Obama harbored those same sorts of viewpoints. Fast forward to what many called the third term of the Obama administration, the autopen presidency of Joe Biden. And it wasn't so much Joe Biden who was the danger. It was all of the people, the radicals that were being put into the bureaucracy. Very dangerous people. And we were literally on the cliff of socialism, about to fall right over. When Trump gets elected, slams on the brakes, and really puts the country in reverse to undo a lot of this damage. And so when I say he saved America, he did save us from the throes of socialism. But there is something interesting. Once you save something, it can get lost again. But there is no doubt in my mind that without Donald Trump winning that election in 2024, we would be looking at a very different version of America right now.
More Todd Starnes, The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America, coming up in just a second. It's 7:13. Let's get caught up to date with traffic and weather on the threes with the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Yep, it's raining. And with that, a number of problems. There's a new report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet, but I see the backup, 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. It's going into the tunnel, but there was a report of an accident in one of the lanes southbound between O'Donnell Street and the entrance to the tunnel on 895. So it's backed up now, almost back to Pulaski Highway. It's not going to take long for this traffic on 95. They get the word out, and it's going to back up. Yep, just change the camera. It's already here, backed up at Moravia Road. So now we're 25 to 30-minute delays for the traffic going south with the rain and going into both the harbor tunnels. Two wrecks already on the Beltway earlier, the outer loop at Loch Raven, also the outer loop right before Security Boulevard. Both of those were still clearing. Capitol Beltway had a wreck on the outer loop at Kenilworth Avenue, Prince George's County. That was on the shoulder, and a tree was down, and we were still looking at delays on the BW Parkway northbound coming up from the Capitol Beltway towards Powder Mill Road. That was still down to one lane as of 15 minutes ago, and a big backup there coming up from the ramp at the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: hot, humid today, mid-90s, heat index into the triple digits, chance for strong, severe storms again today. Right now, cloudy, 76 in Annapolis, it is 74 in Ellicott City. And on our newsmaker hotline is Todd Starnes. They booked the Golden Age, How Trump Saved America, yet it almost didn't happen. Todd, you are a man of great faith, and July of 2024, the president was almost taken out by an assassin's bullet, but at the last second, turned his head just the slightest to see something on a jumbotron, and I believe it was divine providence. What are your thoughts?
Well, I do as well, Sean. And you know, this book, there really is a strong faith component in the Golden Age, and it's interesting when you read the president's speeches. You get a different tone and tenor than when you see them in person. And this president has said some pretty deep religious things. He once said, if you want to make America great again, America has to pray again. America has to read their Bible again. Now look, we're still getting the same Trump with the hilarious, witty attacks and snarkiness and all that kind of stuff. But just like Ronald Reagan, after Reagan survived his assassination attempt when John Hinckley opened fire outside the Washington Hilton, Reagan was different. Reagan was much more introspective after that. And I think to some extent, President Trump was like that. He was really talking a lot about the future, about issues, where will he be spending eternity. So, you know, I write about that in the book. You know, he's a complex man. But he's also truly a blue-collar billionaire. And I tell the story of his mom's meatloaf being on the menu at Mar-a-Lago. And it's just sort of funny that you can have caviar, oysters, you know, shrimp, and Mrs. Trump's meatloaf.
That's a good one. Have you tried it?
It's delicious. Yes, it's very good. People ask me if I stayed at Mar-a-Lago for the thing, and I said, no. I stayed at the Hampton Inn because you get the free breakfast, and they don't do that. They don't offer that at Mar-a-Lago.
Incredible. And yet the president still remains, I think, under great threat. So does his family. There was a recent, the Iranian assassination threat on Melania and Barron. We've seen the deep state go after him. And he, by the way, just poses a threat to Democrat power brokers, globalists, deep state, the uniparty unit. Name it, and the man continues. I mean, he didn't have to do this. He just loves his country so much that he wanted to make sure that he was there to help make some changes and to save our nation.
This is, he really is sort of like Uncle Sam. You know, he really does love America, and I think that comes across in the book. And you're right. He could have, after these assassination attempts, you know, three of them, he could have said, "Forget you guys. I'm going to the golf course. Good luck." But he didn't do that. And I think he stayed in the fight because he does love his family. He loves his grandchildren. And he wants them to have and experience the same sort of America, you know, that he grew up with and his parents grew up with. So it's really not hokey at all. I think it's a it's really a patriotic sentimentalism about Donald Trump. And it was, this is a fun book to write. Again, there's a lot of fun, and there is a lot of sarcasm in the book as well.
You know, the Golden Age, how Trump saved America. You know, Todd, we're coming up on the 25th anniversary of 9/11 a week from tomorrow. And we now watching the rising threat of Islamic fundamentalism in our own country, the rise of anti-Semitism, and now we see Democrat socialists, just blatantly telling us they want to dismantle our country and our Constitution. It looks like President Trump is in the right place at the right time.
And thank God he is, because it could have been Hillary, it could have been Kamala, and that still gives me a shudder, and I think it gives a lot of the folks in your awesome audience a shudder as well. Look, here's the thing. We've got big problems coming our way. I think the rise of political Islam, we talk about this on the national radio show. When you look at the double whammy of political Islam, the rise of communism, which is really what the DSA folks are, they're communists. These are big issues, and one of the first things we really need to do here that has not been done is to abolish the Department of Education and give control of the schools back to the local communities. If we don't do that, all of this radicalism that we are seeing, from the race issues to sex and gender to the communists, that's all coming out of these classrooms that have been really propagandized. And if we don't do something about that, we could lose the republic. You know, Reagan said freedom is not passed along in our bloodstream. Every generation has to fight for it.
Yeah, we're 62 days away from the midterms. What are your thoughts and predictions?
Well, if this is going to be a head-scratcher, you know, we've got big trouble, because Trump is not only fighting the Democrats and the communists, he's fighting his own party, the Senate Republicans. And it's a tough situation. The Republican voter base is demoralized right now. Maybe next week with the big midterm rally in Dallas, the president, he's going to try to turn this around. He wants to make this a referendum on his presidency. That could be a little dicey because of what's happening right now with the war in Iran and high prices. So I still feel optimistic, but this could be a long slog to November.
All right, very good. The book is The Golden Age. Make a great gift. May want to put on your early Christmas gift list right now. Order it today, How Trump Saved America. Todd, always a pleasure, and best of luck on this book.
Sean, thank you, and we love the WCBM audience. You guys are great.
All right, thanks so much, Todd. Be well.
Thank you.
All right, and God bless. It's 7:21. By the way, the big Freedom Fest is coming up on Saturday, September the 26th. It's going to be at the Hunt Valley Executive Plaza Building. We have a change of location, change of venue this year, and we have a bunch. I'll be out there along with Kim Klasick. Rob Carson will be there co-hosting as well. And, of course, Councilman Nino Mangione. Pat McDonough is going to be there, as well as many elected officials, candidates for office. We have Jimmy's Famous Seafood is our exclusive food vendor that day, along with Cone Ice Cream. So there'll be a lot of great food and treats for everybody, all ages. There'll be vendor booths and so on and so forth. So again, change of location. It's Saturday, September the 26th, noon to 4, Hunt Valley Executive Office Plaza. And it is our annual Freedom Fest. It's an important one this year. We got to get out the vote. We got to rally in order to try to save our state heading into the gubernatorial election. So put it down on your calendars. Everybody's invited. It is absolutely free. F-R-E-E. It's IBF approved. So we want you to come on out and have a great time. Remember, mark it on your calendar right now, Saturday, September the 26th, and we'll announce more speakers as they become available. Right now, my good buddy Mike at Elegant Kitchen and Design wanted me to remind you that if you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen, it is a massive undertaking. It's going to be pretty expensive. But if you start with Kitchen and Elegant Kitchen and Design, Mike's going to save you money. You can see all the cabinets and the way they've laid them out there and on display. Different colors, different styles for different kitchen layouts. And, of course, they got the countertops there as well. Granite, quartz, quartzite. They've cut them right there, polish them, etc. So you really should start there at Elegant Kitchen and Design. I think that's where you'll end up getting your cabinets and countertops from. And I highly recommend them. And their showroom is on Joppa Road in Baltimore County. Or check out their website, elegantkd.com.
We've learned want to listen?
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, 23 minutes after the hour. Great talking to Todd Starnes. He really is one of the nicest guys in the business. There were two guys that, in my experience, that Sean Hannity's one, and Todd Starnes is the other. There are a lot of egos in this business, as you might imagine. Those two guys are some of the best. They really are.
They are. I love listening to both of those guys.
Yeah, they are. They just really are special human beings, and just love both Sean and Todd. 7:23, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on the outer loop near Security Boulevard, that's gone. That's loosening up. I mean, this rain is just playing havoc with everything now. So where we would normally back up is going to be added with that. Just enough rain to make things interesting right now. But at least that wreck is gone, and we're moving traffic again. I think there may still be some activity up on the northeast side for the traffic. That wreck was over near Lock Raven Boulevard. And looking at the camera right here, Caring Parkway, still slow there, and it looks like they're still reacting to that. That wreck earlier was in the left-hand lane, and it looks like from this shot, they're still staying out of that left-hand lane. So you know what that means on the northeast corner. That backup there, I guarantee you, and I'm changing the camera now, dead stopped all the way back pretty much at Bel Air Road, and now traffic is getting off at Bel Air Road. They listen to what I say sometimes, and you go down to Taylor Avenue and work your way west, and eventually come back from Towson back up to the Beltway. But right now, it's Bel Air Road over towards Lock Raven Boulevard on the outer loop. An accident was in the backup. Never did see it. 895 southbound is reported after O'Donnell Street and before the tunnel. I don't see it, but it's backed up anyway, back beyond Pulaski Highway. And with that, 95 going to the Fort McHenry Tunnel is now kind of just sitting around right there at the ramp at Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, mid-90s today, going to feel like triple digits with the heat index. We got strong, severe storm threat again today. Late this afternoon, early this evening, could be damaging winds with heavy downpours. And right now, we're cloudy and 77 in Annapolis, 73 in Pikesville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump yesterday saying that the ongoing war with Iran continues to ratchet up economic pressure. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent really turning up the screws on Iran. They're not able to sell any oil, profit from any oil. They're having difficulty refining gasoline. Their sanctions are at the G20. A lot of countries now have agreed to cooperate with the United States and impose sanctions. They're not going to be purchasing stuff from Iran. Iran's got no money coming in. They've cut off China from buying cheap oil from Venezuela and from Iran. So a lot could be happening in the next several weeks. Trump wrote on Truth Social, "I'm not trying to force Iran into the bargaining table. I like our position now much better with almost total control of the Hormuz Strait and their economy totally collapsing. They are just playing out the inevitable. When are the Iranian people going to rise up and fight?" End of quote. It's a great question. We had to fight our own revolution here in the United States against a tyrannical King George. And again, the Iranian people need to fight. And again, we didn't have all the weaponry available in the world. We had some. But again, we had to be resourceful. And the Iranian people, if they truly want freedom, if they want to get out from under the yoke of radical Islamic fundamentalism, they're going to have to contribute in some way, shape, or form. And I think the military and much of the IRGC and the Basij have been degraded significantly. Not to say it would be easy, but remember that 50,000 protesters were already slaughtered by the Iranian regime. An Obama-appointed judge handed Sanctuary City a win, throwing out the Trump DOJ lawsuit against Rochester. Rules that federal law can't stop local officials from blocking ICE. This Obama judge, Frank Geraci, has never heard of the supremacy clause of the Constitution, where the feds rule supreme. I spent 22 minutes online yesterday trying to get my Trump 2026 semi-quincentennial coin. It's gold.
And the wait times were exceeding an hour in some cases, but I was successful. I was able to purchase some of them. By noon, the demand for the quarter of a million available coins was so high, buyers were placed in viral queues for more than an hour. In some cases, I was lucky I only had to wait 22 minutes. No word on what it is today, but you may want to check it out. You can get yours at the U.S. Mint website. And a Biden judge has blocked President Trump's executive order ending birth tourism. It continues with the Biden and Obama judges. President Trump, he'll be in Texas next week for the convention. He had something to say about the Democrat candidate from Texas.
He was a great attorney general in Texas, and he's running against Tyler Crepo. And this guy was, he has that name for a reason. He's terrible. He's radical left. Now he says he loves meat. You know what he does? He eats meat and he goes outside and he throws up all over the place. Because in Texas, if you don't eat meat, you're in deep trouble. It's not a good thing not to be able to eat meat. He was wearing a mask 6 months ago. He had a mask on. When somebody's wearing a mask 6 months ago, you're in deep trouble. Right, Pete? You did a good job last night in Iran, by the way. You knocked the hell out of him. Very good.
And they're talking about James Tellerico there. That's it. 590 days in the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Hey, my good buddies at Town Appliance, both mayors. If you're a contractor or a builder or a designer or you own multiple properties, they're the place you want to go for their Town Appliance Trade Program. They can sell you a single appliance or outfit an entire kitchen or entire row of townhomes, whatever you need. You get your own trade rep, you get nationwide delivery, and you get incredible pricing on all appliances at Town Appliance. Check them out, townappliance.com. 7:30, let's get some news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The Supreme Court of Maryland is scheduled to hear oral arguments today in the state's appeal of redistricting rulings. Two circuit court judges have blocked the redistricting amendment from appearing on the November ballot. Anne Arundel Circuit Judge Robert Thompson issued his ruling last week, saying in part that lawmakers failed to follow state election procedures when they rushed the measure through during a special session. Dorchester County Circuit Judge James Sarbanes also found issues with lawmakers' compliance and expressed concerns about the ballot language. The state is appealing the rulings with oral arguments set for 9 a.m. And a Baltimore County school board member met with Muslim leaders Wednesday following the reposting of a Facebook meme. Maggie Litz-Domanowski apologized for sharing the post of a Peanuts character holding a sign reading, "If you fear MAGA will take away women's rights, then you should learn about Sharia law," writing "not wrong" above it. The Council on American Islamic Relations condemned the post and invited Domanowski to learn about the Islamic faith. Domanowski's public apology was made before meeting with members of the Muslim community and touring the Islamic Society of Baltimore. And a Baltimore mother at the center of a child neglect case has been denied bond. Tiana Brown, 34, is facing six counts of child neglect after Baltimore police say officers found her six children, ages 9, 7, 6, 5, 3, and 1, alone and living in unsafe and unsanitary conditions. Meanwhile, new questions remain for the city about how the family ended up in the home. According to court documents, after the children were discovered, a building inspector responded to the home on East Monument Street and determined it was unsuitable for occupancy, including concerns involving the gas service. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
It's 7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the wreck on the Beltway still blocking the left-hand lane. The outer loop at Lock Raven Boulevard. Still see the car staying out of the left-hand lane right at Perry Parkway. The backup is all the way back beyond the ramps at Bel Air Road. See the traffic taking the ramp to Bel Air Road south. That means they're going down to Taylor Avenue, and even Northern Parkway wouldn't be a bad idea from there as a detour route running parallel to the Beltway. Come back up in the area of Providence Road or Delaney Valley Road, and then work your way onto the Beltway from there. Speaking of Delaney Valley Road, the traffic light was out earlier, was knocked out overnight. Be careful there at Delaney Valley Road at Jarrettsville Pike. A lot of slow traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels. There was a minor wreck on 895. That's gone right now with the rain. All the heavy traffic sitting there. 25-minute delay southbound currently at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hot and humid one with temperatures in the mid-90s. Feel like temperatures in the 100s, plus strong to severe storms possible late this afternoon, early this evening, with damaging winds being the top concern. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, how hard was this loss to take?
Sullivan lobs it to left. Get down and win it. Here comes Ivor. Robin's throw on the fly. Sullivan has won it. The Rockies down to their last out in the 11th inning. Walk off the Orioles.
Drew Goodman had the call on Rockies TV. Brett Sullivan's two-out, two-run single did the trick in the 6-5 walk-off loss to Colorado yesterday, one of the most bitter losses for the Birds this season, after Baltimore twice was within a strike of the win. Post-game reaction from manager Albernaz.
Yeah, very disappointing. You know, it's three runs in Colorado. Never feel good about it, and especially with a one-run lead. And, you know, even two runs going into the extras, like, the lead's never safe here. And
considering the upcoming competition was a 6-3 road trip, Albernaz was asked, good enough?
Good road trips right now, or they're okay, but not good enough. We have to, when we have the lead, we got to close it up.
Birds now 69-71 on the year. That elusive third wildcard spot still 1.5 games away. Meanwhile, the Ravens back at it yesterday in Owings Mills with the coordinators at the mic post-practice. Defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver was asked, where does the defense need to be the most solid to affect football games?
Right, wrong, or indifferent, I've always thought the game is won and lost in the trenches. Right, when you talk about just defending the run, affecting the passer, I know we have guys in the back end that can cover, but we can help make them better by how we play up front. So
at the front would be helped immensely with a full return to health from Nnamdi Matabike, who general manager Eric DaCosta is optimistic about.
You know, the white line is really four games. That's the determination if we want to put a guy on IR or not. If we think he's going to miss four games or more, then probably IR would be suitable. I think the fact that we didn't put him on IR means that we would expect him to be able to contribute sooner than that. I'm probably more bullish on that right now than I even have been.
Meanwhile, down in College Park, a different tune from head football coach Mike Locksley these days. In 2023, he declared that the Terps were, quote-unquote, here to compete for Big Ten championships. In 2024, he said, now's the time for his Terrapins. In 2025, he said this team is vastly improved. And then there was Tuesday, asked what success would look like for the 2026 football team.
That's too big of a picture for me to worry about. I'm more concerned about week one, Hampton, more concerned about adding them up. And like I said, I think at the media day, I'll let you guys add it up at the end and answer those type of questions. But
wow, that's quite an about face for Mike Locksley. Time now is 7:37. When we return, is what Penn State University is doing right.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
So have you ever been up to college, what's it? I don't even remember what it's called, University Park, actually,
yes.
Where Penn State plays?
I played there.
Yeah, okay, right. You played there.
At the University of Delaware.
At the University of Delaware against Penn State.
Their JV team. I was on the freshman team, and the quarterback was a guy by the name of Chuck Fusina.
Chuck Fusina. Remember him well.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So, but have you ever been inside the stadium? Like, not on the field and the locker rooms, but, like, around the stadium?
Around the stadium when the game was being played?
Yeah, like in the concourse or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So they've opened up what they call the All-Sports Museum inside Beaver Stadium. That's fine. Well, yesterday they announced that they would be opening up an exhibit within the All-Sports Museum called the Paterno Family Football Experience. And basically it's artifacts and videos and all kinds of stuff, pictures during the tenure of Joe Paterno as head football coach at Penn State.
Joe Pa.
Legendary national champion, right. Et cetera. The question is this the right thing to do, considering that he was ruled in the case basically complicit in the Jerry Sandusky situation?
Well, but now we have a recantation. Did you see that story?
One recantation,
right. Yeah.
But still there were like 49 other charges or something. So the question is, I mean, I think it's undoubtedly true that Paterno knew about what was going on and never said a word about it. And now here they are opening up an exhibit on the greatness of Joe Paterno with Penn State football. Is that the right thing to do?
No. Some may say the same about Ray Lewis.
Well, I think that Ray Lewis, it's a little bit of a different situation.
I didn't mean to put you in a tough spot there, buddy.
I mean...
Yeah, I mean, somebody that died in that case, right?
Yeah, but he didn't kill anybody.
No, he didn't. I want to make sure we're making clear about that. He was with people that apparently knew where that bloody clothing and the knife were. And
okay.
I think he could have said something, but that's just my opinion.
Okay, so you're saying it's okay, it's right.
I'm not saying it's okay. I think that, again, that they should have just left that lie and probably should not have done that.
Mm-hmm. I think I would tend to agree on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll end in agreement on that.
It's a tough one.
It is a tough one. You're right. Thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company. Governor Moore defending the academic progress as Maryland misses its education goals once again. We've increased our school funding by billions of dollars in recent years, but students are falling well short of the academic goals set by the state, and Governor Westmore says he's not concerned. Again, we talk about the goals were 62% proficiency for English language arts, 46% proficiency for math. Why the disparity? Shouldn't it be at least both the same? 62 and 62. Why is math set such a lower standard that only 46% would be proficient? Then, of course, they lowered that in 2025 to 57 and 37%. And now we find out the 2026 results, Maryland students did not come close to meeting any of the goals in English language arts. 50% were tested proficient in math. 27% tested proficient. Overall, the ELA goals fell by 12 percentage points short of the goal, and the math was 19 percentage points. And we're told that for all the money that we have spent, for the $1.5 billion in increase this year alone, total of $15.5 billion, and that's $1.5 billion annually, we improved by 3 percentage points. That's it, 3. And Chris Papps, excellent reporter, Project Baltimore, was there to ask Governor Moore what he thought about the academic goals progress.
The state did not achieve any of the goals. Is it concerning to you that the Maryland State Department of Education set academic goals that were not met?
Well, no, because I think you want to set high goals and high standards.
Yeah, well, there's no problem with setting high goals and high standards, but the problem is in trying to create incentive and programs to help meet those high goals and high standards. I mean, it's nothing more than, word salad if you can't put the kinds of benchmarks and the kinds of metrics in that help you achieve those goals. And especially when we're spending this kind of money. Here's Papps along with Wes Moore and Senator Justin Reedy.
What's the point of setting high goals if you don't achieve them and it's not a big deal?
No, you always want to set high goals. You always want to set high standards. I think part of the problem we had before is we had low expectations that we had no intention of actually even being able to push towards.
I'm real concerned about what we're getting for the massive taxpayer investment that we're making in public education.
Yeah. Well, again, we're not getting the results, real results for the real kinds of money that we're spending, and that. But Wes Moore, he disagrees. He thinks the money, the blueprint for the future, he thinks it's paying off.
We've already started to see what that turnaround can look like, where we've seen in both math and reading. We've seen increases in virtually every single grade, that Maryland had amongst the fastest recovery post-COVID of any state in the entire country.
Right, and that's fine. You can say there's progress. You can say that the numbers have increased, but they're so infinitesimal. It doesn't really move the needle. 3 percentage points? Billions of dollars being spent annually to improve these scores in English and math, and you're getting 3 percentage points in 2 years? That is despicable performance, and nobody seems to be held accountable as a result. All right, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, you can give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and reserve your spot and match which with the panel. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're looking for a wreck now reported on 702 on the northbound side just before the Beltway. And that traffic coming up from Eastern Boulevard, that could be a problem there. A couple of vehicles were involved trying to get a look at it from that camera that's in that area on 702. So I'll track that down while I'm going ahead with everything else. The outer loop of the Beltway, that wreck at Lock Raven Boulevard was still a problem through there. And it looks like we were still backed up. And earlier, that was affecting traffic in the left-hand lane. So that will continue to be a delay on the northbound side. Both the tunnels from all that rain and everything that we had within the last hour or so just backed up all the way back through Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road for that traffic moving through there. The rain really just added to all the heavy traffic that's already out there anyway for the traffic along 695. Of course, JFX, watch your speed through there. Looking at now what appears to be this wreck on 702, and it's in that area. I don't know if it's affecting both sides or not, but it looks like to me it's affecting both sides of 702 just south of the Beltway. We'll get some more information on that, but let me just see if there's another update here, what they're saying. Got a second, Sean?
Yeah, sure.
It's saying northbound before the Beltway backed up to Homburg. So it looks like maybe both sides of 702 are looking at that wreck. And again, you can see that the roadway conditions are wet. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Labor Day weekend is arriving, so get it all done. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Hot, humid, mid-90s. Could feel like triple digits with the heat index today. Chance for strong, severe storms late this afternoon into the early evening. Damaging winds. Heavy downpours as well. We got cloudy conditions. Rain on and off here in Columbia, 74. Rain in the next hour in Owings Mills, 73 as well. Time to choose your fake news. And it's brought to you by Badger Contracting. Roofing or window issues? Contact Barry and his team today at badgercontracting.net. And three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today is Dante in Finksburg. Good morning, Dante.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one. Canada's assisted suicide rapidly and disturbingly expanding in recent years. 5% of the deaths in the country currently due to medical assistance in dying. Wow. The demand for euthanasia is so high, doctors provide it reportedly can't keep up. Now a group of Canadian doctors pushing for euthanizing disabled newborn babies. Lovely. Story 2, a California voter integrity group is suing the state for access to its voter rolls after they discover that the recently expired Ayatollah Khamenei was registered to vote. No word on whether a vote was actually cast or not.
Say, what was that, a mail-in?
In California. Story 3, a New Mexico man arrested after allegedly shooting and killing his cousin during an argument over whose plate of green chili enchiladas was hotter. Man charged with an open count of murder for killing his 25-year-old cousin over the enchiladas. Is it story one? Canada's assisted suicide laws now going overboard? telling to euthanize newborn babies. Story two, the Ayatollah's name appears on the California voter registration rolls. Or story three, a deadly fight over enchiladas. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Ugh. I think I'm between one and two, and I wish the assisted suicide story was fake, but I feel like it's probably not. I think I'm going to go with number two.
Kristen goes for story number two. Chuck?
Give me two again.
Number two is the suspicion of the Ayatollah voting his name found on the voter records in California.
No, I'll go with that.
All right. Chuck goes for story two. Maggie?
Outnumbered. I'm going with number two.
Maggie goes with number two. And Dante?
By the way, I owe everybody an apology. I said good morning, gentlemen. Sorry, ladies. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I would think, God knows my family and I have gotten over arguments about food, so I definitely believe number three. In California, anything's possible, so I'll go with number one.
All right, Dante goes with number one. He breaks from the pack here. Nobody votes for story number three, the deadly fight over enchiladas. Yes, that is a sad but true story. Story number two got three votes. The Ayatollah's name found on the California voter registration rolls. That is our fake news story of the day. Dante, sorry about that. Thanks for listening and playing. So Chuck and the ladies emerge victorious on this one today. Mm-hmm. Thank you much, very much, sir. You remain somewhat on fuego.
That was his name.
That's right. You might not.
It was Dante. He was in fuego.
We might have to smother you in a blanket.
Lovely.
And you know what they call that, don't you?
Yeah. Thank you, Miss Casey. The visual. It's just disgusting. See my head sticking out of a blanket? Look, I'm really a hot dog. Get the hell out of here.
Right. The next
you
roast.
Should go home
the next
and
roast.
Tell your wife to slap your ass. Robin, if you're listening, slap him when he gets home.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that.
Sure, I'll see you.
7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Choose your fake news, brought to you by Badger Contracting.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
All right, good buddy Vinny Steele. He's coming in today to record some commercials, so I'll talk with Vinny, and always good to get his perspective on the real estate market, where it's heading. Of course, we've now gone through the spring hot selling season. We're now starting to cool off here in the summer a little bit. Folks are still looking at interest rates right now. And again, no matter what the interest rates, Vinny is always out there trying to do the best to his ability to sell your home, and has done so for thousands of Marylanders and southern Pennsylvanians in our listening area. And he'll do it for you as well, because all you need to do is contact Vinny, and he and one of his agents will come out to your home. You'll discuss the home and staging and the condition of the home. If it needs repair, he's got the fix it to sell program, which really is I don't know if anybody else is doing this, very innovative, in which he will contact the contractors and set up the repairs, and he'll put it out of pocket, and then you'll deduct the cost at settlement, because a lot of people don't want to deal with the hassle and the headache of fixing their home, getting it ready to sell. So that's just one of the many reasons, along with the database of 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase a home that Vinny's got that can help sell your home. And he guarantees it, by the way. Once you sign, agree on asking price, time frame, you sign the contract, your home is guaranteed to sell. That simple. Call 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
WCBM Baltimore.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry, and don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603, 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Still to come on the program, Baltimore, six former Baltimore County Council members are seeking transparency in the Rocky Point Golf Club clubhouse renovation. That's a little sketchy, a little fishy. We'll tell you why. Top of the hour, we'll take a look at the Maryland Affordability Project scorecard and Maryland electric bills. Mackenzie Frost will go in-depth today. She's going to be reporting from the Supreme Court, the state of Maryland. So she'll be with us just for one segment today, but we'll get a preview of what is expected today before the Maryland Supreme Court. At 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. And now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the wreck on the Beltway on the outer loop at Loch Raven looks like it's still blocking the left-hand lane. I'm looking at the live shot here at Perrin Parkway, and there's really no traffic in that left-hand lane. No, they are now. Okay, I just saw where they started moving that lane, so I can see that a little better now. The painted out area is now clear of all that as well. So it looks like that's starting to improve coming over from Harford Road. But with the rain and with everything else that was going on, the backup at one point was back even beyond the ramp at Belair Road, and it's still backed up right through that area. This wreck on 702 is between the Beltway and Eastern Boulevard. It's actually affecting both sides of the roadway with a heavy delay in there on 702. And from the rain earlier and all those delays, we're still backed up pretty solid there at both the Harbor Tunnels. JFX, of course, anytime it rains, watch your speed and watch for the buildups as you're coming south on the expressway anywhere from Ruxton Road and working your way eventually into downtown. A little bit slow at Ruxton Road and then southbound around the city-county line, changing the camera there. Speeds are actually pretty good. The rain has kind of ended for the time being, but the roadway conditions are still damp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be hot, humid, mid-90s, going to feel like triple digits with the heat index today. So keep that in mind. Then we've got still a strong, severe storm threat this afternoon or this evening. Heavy winds and damaging winds, heavy downpours as well. So, again, it's still summer thunderstorm season. Right now we're looking at cloudy 76 in Ocean City. Rain on and off in downtown Baltimore, 75 right now. Six former Baltimore County Council members are calling for more transparency over a nearly $7 million renovation of the Rocky Point Golf Course Clubhouse in Essex, which now is reviewing scrutiny of this project, and with good reason, because the county council rejected funding it. And the former council member sent a letter to the current secretary and council demanding the release of the heavily redacted auditor's report. They wanted unredacted, and why nearly $7 million in public taxpayer money spent on this project. The former councilman Tom Quirk, three-term Democrat who left office in 22, is among the six who signed the letter, who spoke publicly Wednesday about the demands, arguing the project should not have proceeded after the Baltimore County Council actually rejected it.
It should be an issue that should be looked into. I would like to see the unredacted version, because I think if we saw that the acting county auditor gave the county council the right advice, which was not to allow this to happen, and that the county council chose to ignore that. Well, it's unlawful. If the county council doesn't approve an appropriation for Rocky Point, the county executive cannot go back and just make it happen anyway.
But apparently he did. The county council rejected the $6.6 million in funding for the clubhouse renovation at Rocky Point about a year ago and said the expenditure was inappropriate. But despite that vote, the money for Rocky Point project was never eliminated from the budget. How did that happen? Even though the council at the time unanimously agreed it should be, according to the former council members' concerns, here's Mike Hertel and Julian Jones.
I would say we can go back to the auditor and the Office of Law and ask what can be released. But again, I don't know that there's going to be any smoking gun.
You know, people have a right to request what they want, and certainly there's a process in terms of a Freedom of Information Act request. There's a process. I don't know all the things that's in the document. I remember reading it, but I tell you the truth, I don't remember anything that was in there that was so bad that it needed to be redacted.
So let's remember who wanted the Rocky Point Clubhouse renovated in Essex. First, it was then County Executive Johnny Zero, And then he appointed his puppet, Kathy Stelfmeyer. And ultimately, even though the county council said it was an inappropriate expenditure, even though the county council unanimously rejected funding the renovation, it happened anyway. It was never eliminated from the budget, and that money was appropriated. How did that happen? It happens because there was no inspector general with any kind of teeth there to stop it.
It should be an issue that should be looked into. It's in the public's best interest, transparency and accountability.
I think the prior process of selecting an inspector general was so politicized that it turned into a mess. And as a result, at some point, the prior inspector general left. And here we are without an inspector general.
We have highly qualified people that are in that office currently. I think they can do their jobs without an official IG right now until the voters decide whether we want an independent commission.
Well, obviously.
And we heard loud and clear from the voters that that's what they wanted. But we have to put it on the ballot for the voters to actually approve it.
Obviously, there is nobody there that can stop this nonsense. Otherwise, it would have stopped in the strike. So that's just a bad take on that. And then for Julia Jones saying that Kelly Madigan left, she was forced out. They tried to fire her, remember? She was forced out. And Kelly Madigan would have found this. And maybe that was on the track. She was on the track to finding where, follow the money. How did the $6.6 million of taxpayer money that was rejected unanimously by the council find its way into renovating the Rocky Point clubhouse? Who owns the Rocky Point golf course? Friends of the county executive? I don't know. But questions need to be answered and asked. By the way, Elegant Kitchen and Design, check them out if you're in the market to remodel your kitchen first. Probably the last place you'll ever want to go. Go see my good buddy Mike, his showroom on Jump Road, Baltimore County. And again, ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com for all your cabinets, all your countertops, the craftsmanship, the design, and the best service at Elegant Kitchen and Design.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Nothing on a motive for a mass shooting in Minnesota's largest city.
Three people are dead, five wounded, after a resident of a Minneapolis apartment building says a fellow resident opened fire Wednesday afternoon. The man says he saw one of his neighbors holding a pistol, heard a woman scream, and he ran to safety as he heard eight gunshots. When officers arrived and went inside, one was shot in the leg, another twice in the abdomen. They're expected to make a full recovery. Dead are three people, including the shooter. Minneapolis Police Chief Bill Peterson.
I'm truly sickened by this level of violence.
The apartment resident who saw the shooter says the man was known for showing off his weapon and that he's trying to avoid him. I'm Donna Water.
A lot of Americans are preparing to hit the road for the holiday weekend, and while gas prices are not touching their all-time highs, they're still up there. $4.14 a gallon for regular, AAA's national average. That same gallon averaged $5.02 back in June of 2022. The USS Lincoln crew finally back on dry land after a 260-day Mideast deployment, stopover in Thailand on the way back home. Some tense moments in the air for a Trump cabinet member.
A Coast Guard plane with Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen on board makes an emergency landing because of reported engine failure. The pilots landing safely at Ronald Reagan International Airport, no one hurt. Mullen reacting on his X page saying the United States Coast Guard pilots made the single engine landing feel routine. No panic, just straight professionalism. After we landed, the pilots told me that was a first for them. We could not have been in better hands. Laura Winters reports.
Feminist Gloria Steinem has died. She was 92. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 93 points. Nasdaq futures down 76. The S&P futures off 3 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
In Howard County, eastbound Route 100 at Washington Boulevard, there's a delay there. There's a new wreck, BW Parkway, southbound near Route 175, and that data is showing some backing there at the scene. And there has been a wreck on I-97 southbound in that traffic after Route 100. It looks like it's before New Cut Road, but there is a delay after Route 100. And then as you're going further south and eventually towards Annapolis, all that backup sits there in the normal spot. And they've had some rain as well on I-97. At the top of the hill at Route 32. But everything at least around Annapolis at the Severn River Bridge and at the Bay Bridge, all the lanes are open and really no rain in that area. So conditions are good. We've had rain on the Beltway. We had a number of accidents earlier. The pace is still slow. Both the tunnels are still backed up to Moravia Road. And over on the east side, actually southeast side of the county, they're still working on that wreck on Route 702 between the Beltway and Eastern Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hot and humid one with temperatures in the mid-90s, feel like temperatures in the 100s, plus strong to severe storms possible late this afternoon, early this evening, with damaging winds being the top concern. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 74 degrees in Hampstead and 79 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. No injuries are reported after a row home fire in West Baltimore. Firefighters were called to the 1700 block of Appleton Street around 9:30 Wednesday night and found heavy fire coming from the three-story end unit. Fire officials say the blaze extended to neighboring buildings, but there's no word yet on the extent of the damage. And a federal jury has indicted a Baltimore man for firearm crimes. 25-year-old Larry Thompson is charged with illegal possession of a firearm and ammunition by a convicted felon. He was arrested in late July as part of the FBI's Summer Heat 2.0 initiative. When Thompson was taken into custody on an outstanding warrant for first-degree assault, police allegedly found him with a concealed loaded handgun with a large-capacity magazine and 13 rounds of live ammunition. Police later found that the gun had been reported stolen in 2024. And Thrift Books will be closing its Halethorpe warehouse next month. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 865. The pick 4, 8404. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinon Sports coming up next.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Everything costs more. Meanwhile, your income isn't keeping pace. Money goes in and money goes out faster than ever. At some point, you have to ask yourself, why is your checking account doing all the work while your home equity sits on the sidelines? This is Mark McVeary. If you're 62 or older, it's time to put your equity to work. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment or provide extra cash each month. Call me at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service.
Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. With the Colorado Rockies scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 11th yesterday, 2 with 2 outs and 2 strikes to win a walk-off, 6-5 over the Birds, ending a 6-3 road trip for Baltimore on an extremely sour note. Trevor Rogers started for the Orioles, striking out a career-high 11, including at one point 6 in a row.
To be honest, I had no idea that I struck that many people out in the row. Some of the guys told me, and I had no idea. I was just locked in on pitch to pitch and making my pitches. So I think it just falls back to execution, and I did a really good job.
In terms of the tough loss, Blaze Alexander was asked postgame, what's important now?
Personally, I already flushed this loss, and you know I'm worried about Boston tomorrow.
And so the Red Sox and O's tonight at 7:15 p.m. here at Camden Yards. It'll be Brandon Young for Baltimore. The O's are 18-5 when he takes the hill. Rookie Jake Bennett for Boston 9-6 with a .327 earned run average. The Ravens dealing with the potential loss of wide receiver Rashad Bateman. It'll be up to the league, Eric DaCosta says, on whether or not to level a punishment to Bateman on a family violence battery charge.
Spoke to the league. The league has been doing an investigation, as well as, I suppose, the authorities. In these matters, we just really kind of sit back and wait for the league and for the authorities to kind of tell us what's going on.
And finally, the Monumental Sports Network announcing plans yesterday to celebrate the 30th season of beloved Washington Capitals broadcasters Joe Beninati and Craig Laughlin, the NHL's longest-tenured active television broadcast duo. Throughout the upcoming season, Monumental will offer special on-air, digital, and in-arena content and activations. Beninati and Laughlin first joined forces on a full-time basis back in 1996 and have called more than 2,000 Caps games together. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ryan Leaf calls out Tony Romo. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in here on hour number 3 of KC and Company. We start each and every weekday morning at 6. Hope you can join us for all 3 hours. Appreciate you joining the show and tuning in. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at, Jeff Gaylor's testimony yesterday before the Congress. Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth tonight. She's going to be at the Supreme Court of Maryland covering the Question 3 oral arguments today. We'll get her thoughts on that. And what she'll be covering this evening on Fox 45. But a top story here today, remember we had Randy Altshuler on not too long ago from the Maryland Affordability Project, and he sat down with McKenzie regarding their new scorecard they put out targeting state policies for the rising electric bills. And this scorecard contained 7 pieces of legislation passed between 2023 and 2026. The Maryland Affordability Project, led by Randy Altshuler, argues that 5 increased costs for Maryland ratepayers, while 2 of the 7 provided short-term relief but shifted or deferred other costs. Among the legislation criticized in the scorecard is the 2023 expansion of Maryland's Empower Energy Efficiency Program, which the scorecard says expanded by tens of millions of dollars annually, funded through a surcharge on electricity customers. And McKenzie asking Randy Altshuler who's responsible for the rising electric bills in our state.
When your utility bill looks like your mortgage payment.
Questions about why the price continues to go up.
When I'm talking to my neighbors, what are they talking about? Their utility costs, their electricity costs.
Who's responsible for that?
We're the policymakers in Annapolis. They keep passing laws that are driving up the costs of living in Maryland for people, for businesses, for all of us.
And so there are Democrats pushing back, saying, no, no, it's demand. It's data centers. It's increased demand for energy that is causing the problem, not our policies. And McKenzie asked Randy Altshuler, well, which is it? Is it demand or is it the policies? Or perhaps maybe it's even both.
It's not necessarily a result of policies from Annapolis. So how do you square that?
That's just absolutely not true. We're creating mandate after mandate that's driving up costs. We need to generate more energy in our own state.
Yeah, one of the culprits they have identified on their scorecard is something called SEIF. That's the Maryland Strategic Energy Investment Fund. It's a pot of money funded primarily by REGI, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, and the Alternative Compliance Payments. Now, the money can support programs including energy efficiency, clean and renewable energy, and energy assistance. The Maryland Affordability Project said nearly $500 million, and this was already tax dollars that have gone into the SEIF fund, were transferred out and sent back to alleged relief. And he said that basically is a bait and switch.
But when we take that money, over $500 million over the last 2 years, and we don't use it for the intended purposes, it's the worst of both worlds. We're paying more, and we're getting nothing in return.
I think Democrats might look at that and say, we moved money from the SEIF to cover other expenses in lieu of potentially raising taxes on Marylanders or increasing fees. Why is that not a good idea?
Well, if you're paying more for your utilities, things that you need to run your household every day, your costs are rising. You can call it whatever you want. You can call it taxes. You can call it utility. Your costs are expensive. You're too expensive.
No, he's absolutely right about that. Whether it's fee increases, tax increases, or increases in your electric bills, all of that can be directly and or indirectly tied to Democrat radical green agenda policies. We'll highlight some of those coming up yet here in this half hour. It's 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, Lugnuts Johnson.
Still some slowing looking at this camera shot here at 702 in this wreck as you're coming up from Eastern Boulevard and then going south. And one vehicle sitting here in the left-hand lane, another vehicle sitting there with it as well. State Highway is also there. Single lane coming by the accident scene. The wrecker now, the rollback, is taking one of the other vehicles away. So it looks like right now one more to go, and then we'll get some lanes open. But it's been backed up, and they were looking at it southbound as well through that area. The Beltway's been slow, and of course we had a lot of problems earlier on the Beltway for the traffic locally through the area, and we've had delays for the both the harbor tunnels. We started off with some moderate to heavy rain, and that backed us up, and we never did really recover. All that heavy traffic is still there. And I was looking at the report of some slowing on 83, and I think this is just weather-related stuff. It's backed up in the area right here at 83 at Timonium Road. And coming south from Pedonia Road, let's see if it goes that far back. Yeah, it's a little bit slow. There's some activity on the right shoulder south of Pedonia Road, and they might be looking at that. But all the lanes are open. But it is backed up from Pedonia Road coming down towards 695. Watch your speed anywhere on the JFX where we've had some rain between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. The wreck I-97 near Newcut Road was off to the side. That had backed up to Route 100, and we had a wreck on Route 100 eastbound at Washington Boulevard in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, mid-90s today with triple digits possible with a heat index, chance for strong, severe thunderstorms again today. Again, later in the afternoon, early evening, damaging winds, heavy downpours. It is going to be a stormy day. Cloudy right now, 76 in Millersville, and we're expecting maybe some light rain the next hour, 74 in Parkville. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, our national anthem. It is time to celebrate once again America's 250th birthday. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you have ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, then call Smile Design, 410-321-1100. We're focusing on the founding mothers of the American Revolution during our 250th birthday celebration. Mary Ludwig Hayes actually fought in the Battle of Monmouth, and the American Revolution is considered by many to be the famous Molly Pitcher. Born into a German butcher's family in Trenton, she grew up, married William Hayes, a barber from Pennsylvania. William Hayes enlisted in the Continental Army in 1777, and Molly, her nickname, joined her husband at Valley Forge, where many women, including Martha Washington, wintered. William trained to be an artilleryman, and Mary could carry water to the troops drilling on the field. In June of 1778, Molly was carrying water to soldiers in the midst of the Battle of Monmouth under heavy artillery fire. William was wounded in the battle, carried off the field, so Mary took his place, swabbing and loading the cannon. A musket ball or cannonball actually flew right between her legs, tearing the bottom of her skirt. But Molly kept loading the cannon. General George Washington was so impressed with Molly that he made her a non-commissioned officer, giving her the nickname Sergeant Molly. One of our founding mothers, Mary Ludwig Hayes. And that is today's Founding Mother on America 250.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. His campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
And don't forget, the best of Casey and Company is available each and every day. You can check out the highlight at, of course, WCBM.com, our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. I was reminded that Freedom Fest is coming up Saturday, September the 26th at Hunt Valley's Executive Office Building. Yours truly will be out there along with Kim Klasick. Rob Carson will be co-hosting. We've got Delegate Nino Mangione will be there as well. Delegate Councilman Nino Mangione. Hard to give up old habits there, isn't it? And, of course, former Delegate Pat McDonough will be there as well. That was just confirmed yesterday. And, of course, we expected a lot of elected officials, and we have candidates. We have some surprise guests for you as well. It is going to be a great day as we celebrate freedom and the battle for it here in the state of Maryland during this crucial gubernatorial election. So it's important. It's a change of venue this year. So we have it at Hunt Valley Executive Office Plaza. So you come out and see Jimmy's Famous Seafood and Cone Ice Cream are the official food vendors there. Always a favorite for both of them. And, of course, we have a lot of booths and vendor and exhibits for you as well. We'll be talking about the importance of getting out the vote and making sure that your voice is heard. That's an important thing to do. And we'll keep you updated on speakers that will be coming and appearing, as well as some entertainment in the next coming days as well. So put on your calendar. It's Saturday, September 26th from 12 to 4 p.m. at Hunt Valley's Executive Plaza. Town Appliance, right now I'll tell you about, you've heard me say it before, they're absolutely the best when it comes to appliances. You heard me talk about the great experience I had in upgrading my refrigerator. Now, both Big Bear and Little Bear can help us find the perfect appliance for my wife and I. We're loving it every day. Can't believe we went this long without a new fridge, but now we love this brand new GE Profile refrigerator. And now they're having their big Labor Day event, and perfect time to get ready for the upcoming holidays right around the corner. 70 different brands to choose from. I just mentioned GE, Bosch, Cafe, KitchenAid, Monogram, Genair, you name it, they've got it. Both mayors will help you with their experience and their knowledge. Make sure you pick the right one for your needs and keep you on budget. They offer flexible financing options as well to make it even easier. Visit townappliance.com or stop in and tell both mayors that I sent you.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
So Mackenzie Frost talking with Randy Altshuler of the Maryland Affordability Project. And what about this idea of a balance of energy sources, renewables, as well as the fossil fuels?
I think we need renewable energy, but we also have to be realistic. You can drive to more renewable energy. We can become greener. At the same time, we can also reduce the costs that our ratepayers are paying.
What do lawmakers need to do to make it more affordable for people to pay their utility cost and to not feel like they're just getting bombarded by these rising prices every month?
I think our legislators have to remember they represent us. They have to think about affordability. And they have to also make sure that they keep their eye on the ball, which is how do we make it easier and less expensive to live in our state? We need leadership for that.
Yeah, let's review just briefly what Democrat policies have done with their radical green agenda, the Climate Control Solution Act of 2022. They've taken away our electric choice. We used to be able to choose our electric provider. They completely removed that from us, removing any kind of competition. They also are going to eliminate gas-powered vehicles. You can't buy them starting in 2035. Their goal of net zero emissions is unattainable by 2035. They caused the shuttering of coal-fired power plants, thus costing us the 40% of our energy now must be imported from other states, mainly Pennsylvania, and it would be much, much worse if the Trump administration had not acted to keep some of these coal-fired power plants open and operating under an emergency capacity. So, yeah, I think we can squarely put this at the feet of a current policy run by a certain party in this state. All right, day 23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I was looking back again on I-97, there was a wreck earlier after Route 100 and down around New Cut Road. It looks like that's gone, but then all that traffic that was sitting there is now at Benfield Boulevard, and then they come down the hill and they get in this mixing bowl right here at I-97 at Route 32, where everything all kind of comes together there. So very slow at Benfield, come down the hill, you have to go all the way through this interchange at Route 32, and then just checking all the way down at 50 at I-97, the lanes are open. I don't see anything reported on that area of I-97 as far as any accidents southbound, but it is definitely solid, and then we'll get better after the bridge at 178. So that's a concern right there. It looks like they've cleared the wreck from 702 northbound before the Beltway, but all that traffic that was backed up back to Eastern Boulevard now is working its way up towards the Beltway at Pulaski Highway. So that's going to be a little bit slow. Broken down vehicle on the right side attracting attention on 83 south. So we're backed up there at Pedonia Road coming down to the Beltway. Most areas on the Beltway still backed up, and we're still 30-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer. Very solid southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, another hot and humid one today, mid-90s, and the heat index will make it feel like triple digits, and we do have a chance for strong, severe thunderstorms again today, late this afternoon, early this evening, with damaging winds, heavy downpours, etc. Right now, cloudy, 77 in Annapolis, it's 75 in Ellicott City. Mr. Media is in studio today, Eddie Appelfeld, update us on the events for the month of September in and around the Baltimore metro area. Good morning, Mr. Media.
Good morning. Thank you for having me in. The first thing I wanted to mention, the Procrastinators Club will be having their 4th of July parade Saturday.
Okay.
So they wanted me to mention that.
That's for next year.
Okay. Towson University playing at the Naval Academy Saturday at 3:30. Hampton, the University of Hampton at University of Maryland Saturday at 8 o'clock. Wine in the Wilderness Saturday at the Maryland Zoo. This is a great event for the family. Through Sunday, the Red Sox are in town.
Right.
Big series. Do you know who Kacey Musgraves is?
Oh, yeah, a country singer.
Yeah, well, she's in town on the 5th at the CFG Arena.
Okay.
For the next two weekends, the State Fair at the Timonium Fairgrounds. Great crowds this past weekend. The weather was good. And every weekend through October 25th, the Renaissance Festival in Crownsville.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. Event. Yeah, that is a big event.
Always a big event.
Well attended.
The 7th through the 9th.
Have you ever had one of those big turkey legs?
Have.
Yeah.
I have. It hasn't moved.
It's bigger
yet.
Than you.
Yeah, it is bigger than me. Right. The 7th through the 9th, the Guardians are in town. That's the Cleveland team.
Mm-hmm.
The Columbia Maryland Film Festival, the 7th through the 19th at the Performing Arts Center out there. The 9th through the 13th, a bike fest in Ocean City. If the weather's great, right on that boardwalk.
And this weekend's supposed to be really nice.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. On the 10th, this is something you're involved with. Attorney Michael Friedman celebrates 35 years at WCBM at the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 6 to 8. Right. I'll be there with you, Sean.
Yeah, okay, great.
Look forward to that. 11th through the 13th at Fort McHenry, Defenders Day already.
Right. That's September 12th, right?
Well, the 12th through the, 11th through the 13th.
Okay,
Opening at the Hippodrome on the 13th, maybe Happy Ending. It was a Broadway show, did very well there.
Although it was you on Route 40.
I'm just going to continue on. The 17th through the 26th, nobody... Oh, I just got that, I think.
I think you just did.
Yeah. The 7th through the 26th, Nobody Cares. That's a show at Center Stage. Comedian Ali Wong, W-O-N-G. Do you know who that is?
No.
Very popular, very funny. Okay. He's going to be at the Meyerhoff at 7 o'clock. Garth Brooks at the Capital One Arena, the 18th and 19th.
Big one.
On the 18th through the 20th, the Milwaukee Brewers are in town to play. Here's something interesting. The 18th through the 21st, goats on the slope. Actually, goats eating grass at the Wyman Park Dell, which is right near Johns Hopkins.
So what do? Bring a lawn chair and you just watch graze on the grass?
I'm not exactly sure. I should have found out more about this. But goats.
I thought Chuck Whitaker was coming into town. That would have been old goats on the slope.
On the 19th, the BSO, a tribute to Taylor Swift's music. That's the Meyerhoff.
Okay.
19th. On the 19th, the Ultimate Prince Tribute at the Gordon Center. That's in Owings Mills. A Bluegrass Festival, the 19th and 20th at Sandy Point State Park. A book festival at the Waverly Main Street, right on Waverly Main Street, the 19th and 20th. Breakfast with the Giraffes.
Oh.
At the Maryland Zoo.
So we got goats and giraffes.
Yeah, yes, right. Breakfast with the, that's at the 20th. The Gilbany Italian Festival. I think I got that name right. That's at Ripken Stadium, the 25th through the 27th.
That's a big one.
It is a big one. The BSO Gala.
Yeah.
The 25th and the 26th. Strathmore Hall in Bethesda on Friday. On Saturday night is at the Meyerhoff. They're kicking off the season. Comic-Con on the 25th through the 27th at the Convention Center. That's Ghost Hunters Day at the Lord Baltimore Hotel. Actually, ghost hunters are in town trying to find some ghosts. And finally, at the Anthem, which
that's
is...
That's usually you when the tab comes at the dinner table.
Yeah, way before that. Yeah. And on the 28th, Ringo Starr at the Anthem. That's in Washington.
Wow, he's still before... How old is he now?
He's in his 80s, I know that.
He's in his upper 80s. Yeah, he's close to 90.
Yeah, is he really?
Yeah, he's got to be.
He very well could be. Well, yeah. And that's...
Very good. You forgot one thing. Freedom Fest coming up on September 26th at Hunt Valley Plaza. That'll be on Saturday, September the 26th, 12 to 4. I'll be out there as well as many other WCBM air personalities.
You're going to be busy this month.
Yeah, it's going to be a very busy month. We always appreciate the update. Thank you, Mr. Media.
Thank you, Shoney.
All right, be well. Coming up on 8:30 and up next, of course, we're going to take a look at Mackenzie Frost is going to do an in-depth preview for her report tonight and reporting from the Maryland State Supreme Court. Big day there today. It's 8:30. Let's get some news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. It's brought to you by Vinny Steele. Fox 45 reports that a Baltimore mother faces multiple child neglect charges after police say her six children were found alone inside their rented home in unsafe and unsanitary conditions. The case is also raising questions about the city's housing department after officials discovered the family had received assistance from the Department of Housing and Community Development, which helped place the family in the home just 5 months ago. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott called the situation unacceptable and said anyone who had an opportunity to intervene but failed to do so will face consequences. And the Harford County Health Department is launching an oral rabies vaccination program to immunize thousands of raccoons against the fatal viral disease. The program begins Friday with the county placing more than 15,000 baits containing the vaccine throughout the county. The program has been successfully used in Anne Arundel County since 1998. So far this year, 22 raccoons have reportedly tested positive for rabies in Harford County. And Baltimore City fire crews battled a row home fire in West Baltimore on Wednesday night, said authorities. On September 2nd, shortly after 9:30 p.m., crews responded to the 1700 block of Appleton Street for reports of a dwelling fire. Upon arrival, units observed a three-story end unit row home with heavy fire showing, and a working fire was called. And out-of-state drivers owe Maryland $818 million in unpaid tolls and penalties. And a new state audit found the Maryland Transportation Authority did not take all available action to collect the money. The balance includes $230.9 million in unpaid tolls and $587.2 million in penalties. More than $386 million has been outstanding for over 3 years. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Amazing. For nearly a full decade now on WCBM, you've been helping families plan their next big move by eliminating the typical risk home sellers face. So as we head into early summer, what's your best advice for sellers who want to get the most money but don't want to be bothered by the typical hassles?
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, 23 years helping thousands of families sell for their price and with certainty. Right now, inventory and days on market are increasing. That's why smart sellers are asking for more than just empty promises. Our sellers get an upfront written guarantee that if I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it at a price and time frame you agree to.
I like that. Check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews online from satisfied customers, and I'll add mine as well. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust with my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
It's 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, all the late backing on the Beltway is still there. Parkville to Towson, all the way over towards I-83, the Inner Loop 795, Park Heights Avenue, Green Spring to the JFX, and then the west side is solid, 795 going down the hill eventually towards Frederick Road, and then it gets better at least down the hill towards the Wilkins Avenue ramp. Some of the roadways still drying out from the rain showers earlier. That broken down vehicle southbound 83 at Pedonia Road, not a big deal right now. It's getting a little better through there coming down to the Beltway. JFX is okay coming south of Ruxton Road. Still some problems from earlier eastbound Route 100 at Washington Boulevard. That wreck, I-97 had a wreck earlier near Newcutt Road. All that heavy traffic went south and still very slow from Benfield Boulevard down into the normal morning backup towards Annapolis right there at the top of the hill from I-97 at Route 32. And we are still jammed up, just solid southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hot and humid one with temperatures in the mid-90s, feel like temperatures in the 100s, plus strong to severe storms possible late this afternoon, early this evening, with damaging winds being the top concern. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the O's return home tonight for a seven-game homestand, starting with Boston. First of four at 7:15 p.m. with Brandon Young on the hill for Baltimore. After last night's 6-5 walk-off loss to the Rockies, the Birds have 22 games left to make a push. 19 of them, however, are against playoff contending teams, including 13 within the division. Yesterday, starter Trevor Rogers was asked how his feelings on dropping the last two of the Rockies.
Very frustrated. We're all frustrated right now, but we got to flush it. I mean, as soon and quick as we can. We got some really important ball games. We got, I don't know, 25 days left. We got to flush this one, as frustrating as it is, and continue to play good baseball because we're not out of it.
Birds are 69-71 on the year. They're 1.5 behind Cleveland, tied now with Texas and Toronto. Ravens news, how's Tyler Loop dealing with competition? That's an interesting question. And that was the question asked yesterday to Ravens special teams coordinator Anthony Levine.
But what he did was he embraced it. He said, "Coach, I'm ready for it. You know, I understand what's going on, and I'm going to accept this challenge." And that's what he's doing. He's embracing it.
Meanwhile, effusive praise from Ravens defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver yesterday on pass rusher Trey Hendrickson.
Since the moment he stepped in foot in this building, he's just been working. And I've been so amazed at not only the quality of his work, but the level of detail involved in all of his film study and how he's studying his trajectory in terms of his rush angles and how he wants to attack certain tackles.
Hendrickson's 35 sacks over two seasons led the league in 2023 and 24. Last year, though, he slumped to 4, missing 10 games hurt. Elsewhere, Tony Romo being called out on the carpet for his remarks concerning his arrest on OWI charges in Wisconsin. Romo saying he turned to alcohol and drugs because of severe back pain from his days playing football. Former NFL quarterback Ryan Leaf had an issue with that on the Dan Patrick Show.
It's almost like the saying when you say something, but.
Yeah.
Everything after the but is meaningless to me. Yeah. And I was reading it with my wife yesterday, and I was just like, oh, no. You don't have to say that part. Everybody's had surgeries. Everybody who's going through debilitating pain. You know? Don't, you know, I play on a golf tour with him. He was always out there on a golf tour playing. So I'm like, if you're in such pain, why the hell are you out there playing golf all the time then? That's not helping things.
Yeah. Ryan Leaf, of course, his own battle with drugs and alcohol during his playing days as well. And finally, on this date in sports history, it's the anniversary of the passing of one of the great coaches in NFL history. We're talking about Vince Lombardi, born in 1913, passing away on this day, September 3rd, 1970. Lombardi, the legendary Packers coach, led Green Bay to 5 NFL titles in 7 years back in the mid-60s. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Now back to Casey and Company in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is time once again to go in-depth with Mackenzie Frost tonight on Fox 45 at 5:30. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing fine, and a big day today at the Supreme Court of Maryland. You're going to be there covering the event, so set it up. Tell us exactly what we can expect today.
Yeah, so we're here right now outside the Supreme Court waiting to go inside. This is the big day, the Maryland redistricting question, question 3, whether that will appear on your ballot or not. And this hearing comes, as you know, after two lower court judges blocked this ruling in two separate cases, one in Anne Arundel County and the other on the Eastern Shore in Dorchester County, both judges ruling that the language was not very clear for voters and arguing that lawmakers violated their own election law deadlines when they passed this plan and put it on the ballot. And so we'll see how the Supreme Court feels about this. We've seen the briefs, we've heard the arguments, and now hopefully by the end of the day we'll have a decision. And all of this is also happening at the same time when today the State Board of Elections is set to start printing ballots, and at this point we don't know what will be on it.
Yeah, although they sent those out with question 3 on them for certification. And looking at the challenges that you just laid out, Mackenzie, it seems to me, and I'm just not a lawyer, not a judge, we're just playing one on the radio this morning, that the best vehicle might be for the single subject argument, because if you look at Article 14 of our state constitution, it states that clearly that when you're doing these kinds of questions on the ballot that are amending the state constitution, they must be single subject questions, and clearly there are 3 components to this question.
Yeah, that was one of the arguments that we heard from the opponent in this case. You know, not only is it changing the state constitution with this ballot question, but it also gives, you know, original jurisdiction to the Supreme Court for future questions about this. And that was part of the opinion that we saw from the Eastern Shore judge in Dorchester County, was that the voters might want to just vote different ways on those issues. They might feel one way about the constitutional amendment change, and they feel a different way on whether they believe the Supreme Court should have original jurisdiction. And that is something that is lumped all together with the way the current question is written.
Well, in those challenges, we had a Hogan-appointed judge, and we had an O'Malley-appointed judge, I believe, and Judge Sarbanes.
Correct.
And so the Supreme Court of Maryland has got 5 Hogan appointees and 2 Democrat appointees. I think one was Westmore. What, if anything, could be made of that?
Yeah, I think that that is something that obviously everyone is also keeping a close eye on. I was talking to some Democratic sources leading up to this hearing, and they're keenly aware of the fact that, you know, the judges are stacked against them in their opinion, given the fact that the 5 of Hogan appointee judges on this Supreme Court. And, you know, but at the same time, we have to remember that these 2 different judges, the lower court judges, did come from different parties. So while you could assume that the Hogan appointee judges might align with the same Hogan appointee judge in Anne Arundel County, the Dorchester County judge was appointed by a Democrat. And so if the democratically appointed judges on the Supreme Court kind of really take issue with this, we'll have to see kind of how the split how the split comes down, but Democrats are walking into this knowing that they're up against a tall battle here.
And if, since today really is the deadline for printing of these ballots, are we expecting a decision to be handed down today?
I think that that is what everyone is telling me. They expect, you know, if we don't get a ruling, an oral ruling, you know, immediately after oral arguments, it'll be shortly this afternoon, followed by perhaps a written opinion. That could be a short written opinion today if there isn't something done earlier. But either way, I think that we should expect to see a more fleshed out opinion in the weeks to come. But by the end of the day today, people I've talked to say they do expect a decision.
Final question, and then we'll let you go because, you know, we got to get into court. Anything from the Democrats, if things don't go their way today, if the question is struck down, are they going to revisit this in the next session?
That is something that I plan on asking Senate President Bill Ferguson. He is slated to join us on the show this evening, so we'll have to wait and see what he has to say about that.
Mackenzie, in depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. We'll let you go. We know we got business to do. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, we've got the update now with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Both the tunnels are still sitting there this morning at Moravia Road and just plodding along. We had the heavy rain earlier. We backed up. We have not recovered, not going anywhere anytime soon. 30-minute delay still there from the tail end of those backups to get through both 895 and through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. This ramp, the exit ramp here from 95, the long ramp that takes you onto the BW Parkway, is backed up. It's moving, but there's a lot of traffic there. It's a single-lane ramp that eventually comes out onto Russell Street near Waterview Avenue. Late slowing around the Beltway again, just from reacting from the rain earlier. Parkville side through Pikesville down the west side from 795. It's been very heavy traffic leaving Millersville going south on I-97, and you're still hitting the heavy traffic there at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Park 25 Weather Authority forecast, another hot and humid one today. Mid-90s, going to feel well above 100. Chance for severe storms later today. Damaging winds, heavy downpours possible like we had yesterday. So keep that in mind as you're heading out and about today. Right now we are 75 and maybe some rain in the next hour in Pikesville. And it is 77 in downtown Baltimore. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
A feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance for all your appliance needs right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. An Arizona father and son duo getting major props for running a business where they fix people's cars and have them pay whatever they could afford. Here's Michael Kuba and his son Matthew.
The way my program works, I don't have any limitations. There's no qualifications. There's no nothing. You just schedule on our website. I don't ask you for your income. I don't ask you who you are or where you came from or anything like that. I don't care about any of that. I just want to help people get their cars working right. First come, first serve, schedule on the website.
We help the community out. We work on their cars, and it means a lot to me. It's an amazing bonding experience, and it gives me an opportunity that most kids don't get.
That's an amazing thing. Think about it for just a second. Let's say you need an entire new engine, which could cost you thousands of dollars, and you can only afford $250. I wonder. I mean, it's one of those things where people contribute, maybe, and for those that can't afford, I don't know, we'd have to get a more in-depth interview, but that's just an incredible program there. Pay whatever you can afford to have your car repaired. Brought to you by Town Appliance. Check them out, townappliance.com.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here with great news. Town Appliance at Owings Mills is having their big Labor Day event going on right now. It's the perfect time to shop and get ready for the upcoming holidays with over 70 top brands to choose from, like Electrolux, Frigidaire, Monogram, GE Cafe, and Gen Air. They're open every day except Saturday, and either Mayor or Mayor will help you find the perfect upgrade while keeping you on or under budget. Plus, they offer flexible financing options, too. Visit townappliance.com for more information or stop by and take advantage of the Labor Day event you don't want to miss.
WCBM Baltimore.
So we've got an incredible story here that was breaking overnight, and that is that the FBI is now investigating what could be one of the most devastating identity data breaches ever uncovered in North America. A newly launched dark web service called Nexus claims to be selling actual digital scans of more than 153 million driver's licenses belonging to people across the United States and Canada, according to cybersecurity journalist Brian Krebs, who first reported the incident. This is not merely another database breach containing stolen names, email addresses, passwords, etc., but the criminals reportedly obtained digital images of government-issued ID documents, including front and back scans, and in some cases, the infrared and ultraviolet images used to authenticate them. And that's important. According to this journalist, the massive collection allegedly includes more than 153 million driver's licenses, 10 million ID cards, 3 million travel documents and international IDs, and close to 600,000 medical cards. And apparently the database contains the driver's license of Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, along with ID documents belonging to other high-ranking federal officials, including an assistant director of the FBI. The hacker was offering Hegseth's driver's license for just $100. Now, the journalist Krebs discovered his own Virginia driver's license was also in the database after the criminals behind Nexus displayed it as a free sample while advertising their service on a Russian language cybercrime forum called Exploit. And he is saying this is an identity thieves' dream and a security nightmare for potentially more than half of America's licensed drivers. And I'm wondering also, we don't have the answer to this as of yet, but I'm wondering if the real ID licenses are also on this database. Because remember, real ID is what was required for entry to airplanes, federal buildings. And if these can be sold online, that means terrorists could then be able to get their hands on these driver's licenses for basically pennies on the dollar. This is a very serious issue, very serious breach, and something that, we need to have the FBI and everybody that in law enforcement that is able to muster any kind of investigation here. I have not checked my driver's license yet. I hope to do that here in the next, maybe after the show this morning, because this story just broke, to see if mine was compromised as well. I don't have the website yet as either. It's called Nexus. Maybe you might want to put it into your search engine and maybe it comes up for you. I have not done that as of yet. So just want to make sure that you are aware of it. Maybe once we can get the website, we can publish that or broadcast that, and that way you can get a chance to check. Apparently, there have been all sorts of violations here, and some of these are coming from rental car company websites, some of the driver's licenses. So be careful if you rented a car recently, whether it's Hertz or whatever. You may want to check and see, once we get this website, to see if your license has been compromised and is being sold on the dark web. That is just really scary stuff, to tell you the truth. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and still to come, Kim Klasick Live. We'll find out what's coming up on Kim's show and a couple more incredible cases of Trump derangement syndrome to share with you as well. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. The secularization of America has brought about a lot of changes and brought them about quickly. And with the exponential increase in technology, things we never thought possible, even 2 or 3 years ago, have not only happened, but are now yesterday's news. The changes of which I'm speaking are not good changes. I'm talking philosophical changes in what we think and what we teach our young. Things like identity politics and class warfare, socialism and communism, transgenderism, transhumanism, artificial intelligence. Sadly, what has played a large part in bringing this about is the wholesale rejection of God. Everyone since Adam and Eve have been trying to improve on the world which God already made perfect on the first day of creation. How many Christians have compromised their faith? How many Christians are running to the world and away from God? It's mirror looking time. Take a good look. Are you part of the solution or are you still part of the problem? This is Pastor David Lewis at a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, we got an update on a story that we just had mentioned. Dan Gooden, he writes for Ars Technica. He says he had rented an SUV at rental car company, and within hours of him renting that car, his driver's license was sold on the dark web Nexus. Now, we're now told that this Nexus platform has gone dark after the Krebs on Security was scooped that was we just reported to you. That means there's no way to pay right now for people to check if their IDs are included. It's somewhat consoling that there is an ongoing investigation with the FBI, but this is 153 million driver's licenses, legitimate, real driver's licenses.
Well, it wasn't the whole point of the real ID where we all had to go back in and get stuff renewed and I had to track in, you had to dig up all your documents because those real IDs were supposed to be more secure, so this wouldn't happen? That's what the government told us. So what was the point of that?
Yeah. I don't know for a fact that the real IDs have been stolen and listed, but I'm
guessing. But in general, that was the point. Like, yeah, supposed to not be now as copyable. Or
you
hackable.
Have to think, 153 million, there's got to be real IDs on there because so many states.
We had to have them all.
Yeah, we all had to have them anyway by a certain date. So, again, this. And they're saying that they downloaded. Wasn't there a hologram or something on the driver's license that's supposed to be.
Make it harder to counterfeit a
copy, yeah.
Right.
We'll see.
Supposedly.
That's a great point, Kristen. Thanks. 8:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. The update once again. One more from Lug Nuts Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Getting ready to renew my license here in about 10 minutes.
Oh, is this a real ID renew? Have you ever done that before?
No.
Oh, so this you got to bring all your documents and everything, right?
I have everything. Birth certificate that was issued by Abraham Lincoln.
Right. And, I understand your Social Security number was 2.
Actually, it was 1 smart yesterday. Try to get me away. You got to get up early to get Whitaker, I can tell you that. So, enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
Let's just do that. I-97 now southbound is better after Millersville. It's still a bit slow top of the hill at Route 32, but much better than it was 45 minutes ago. There's still some slow pockets yet on the Beltway, and believe it or not, all these delays are still there at both the Harbor Tunnels. Very slow southbound, working your way down from Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway, both into the old Harbor Tunnel and on 95 southbound. Going to be some rain probably through the midday and the afternoon, so we'll factor that in for later on. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: hot, humid, more thunderstorms possible today. Mid-90s could feel like triple digits on all said and done, and we could get those strong thunderstorms again a little bit later on this afternoon with gusty winds and heavy downpours, etc. Right now we're looking at maybe some rain the next hour, 76 in Ellicott City, and it is 77 in downtown Baltimore. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We are A-OK.
All right.
Those 6 children, however.
That's what we're starting the show with today.
Yeah. Nothing bothers me more than stories like this.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we talked about this yesterday, I knew there were more details. And I didn't realize they were also at this home without electricity at that time. We heard about the dog.
There was a gas problem as well.
Yes, a gas problem. But the city placed this family in this home. And then you have Mayor Brandon Scott, like, he's so irate, he can't believe this is happening. This is what happens when you're not watching what's going on in city agencies. It's the same thing that Governor Moore does on the state level. They're not watching, Sean.
Yeah. No, of course they're not. We have the remarkable display of inefficiency and incompetence.
Yep.
And I know there are some individuals who probably do care about these children, but I think this is the bureaucracy at work now.
Yeah.
And I was saying earlier this morning that you go from one fire to the next, because now they're in Child Protective Services, and eventually they're probably going to go into a foster system that we know is broken already.
Yeah, this is a tragic situation for these six kids. But you know what? I look at this and I think, okay, at least in the system, I'm hoping they'll at least end up in homes that have electricity, that have guidance, and I'll make sure that they are at school.
These children are in really bad shape, by the way.
Yeah. Well, the mayor didn't even mention the fact you got 9, 7, 5. Those were all school-age children, Sean. Nobody's talking about the fact that they were home in the middle of the day on a school day. I mean, this is a travesty. Anyways, we'll talk about all of that. There were some people that called yesterday. They wanted to talk more about the family leave time. They're talking more about the fact that the state employees really got a great piece of this pie. So we'll get into those
details. Yeah, we're getting double dipped on that
one. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is outrageous. Anyways, we'll get into that. Tori Snow, he'll join us at 10 o'clock with his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. And then last but not least, and even though we have lots to talk about, but the MARC train. Did you see where they're now connecting Montgomery County and Baltimore City? Why are they doing that, Sean? I actually looked at the numbers, okay? There's virtually no one traveling from Montgomery County to Baltimore City to work. Why is the more
It goes both ways.
Yes.
So there might be a way for people to get out of Baltimore City and go to Montgomery County.
Which people are getting out?
You got to get transportation somehow.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more coming back.
Kent Flasick Live, always informative and entertaining, coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. A couple of more cases of incredible examples of Trump derangement syndrome. These are left-leaning or actual liberal performers. We've got Jelly Roll. He's now lost hundreds of thousands of followers after trashing Trump and his supporters on Kimmel Live. The Jelly Roll backfire is accelerating and getting worse. Again, you just look at it. And why is that? Because he told a Trump joke. And, we do have a sense of humor. But what we're tired of is the people with no sense of humor on the left. And when you look at it, Trump used to make fun of himself all the time on Saturday Night Live. And he can make fun of himself. He's got a thick skin. But I think we're just tired of watching the cheap shots and many of it. Look, everybody can make jokes about everybody. I don't care if it's Joe Biden or Donald Trump. But these go across the line. When you start comparing them with Hitler and make all sorts of stuff. Singer Christopher Cross told Canadian crowd he's very sorry and embarrassed the U.S. has an a-hole for a president. This was at a concert in Toronto the other night. The guy, remember, that did Ride Like the Wind and Sailing and Arthur's Theme and so on and so forth. So he is a card-carrying lefty, and that's fine. But here he is on foreign soil in Canada insulting an American president. I have a special place in our Hall of Shame for Christopher Cross. Keep that in mind. And our final quiz of the day. You'll never guess where Bill Clinton just celebrated his 80th birthday. Was it A, Hooters, B, a cigar shop, or C, Alex Soros' house? Yeah. If you guess C, you guess correctly. He was celebrating his 80th birthday over the weekend at the estate of Alex Soros and Huma Abedin. Remember, she was the Clinton body woman. Yes, I just made Kristen Retsch there. All right, that's going to do it for us. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.